Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. And that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
We had our shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody. I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation.
Cruz here. How you see? Good morning to you, Pat. Good morning to you, Robin. It's early in the morning here. I overslept. None of your business. I want you to think the worst thing that what I would do. So if you're thinking, why did Brian oversleep? What kind of personality does he have? Figure it out. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are worldwide. You have seen the title of the show. And from now on, from tomorrow on, ever since we started the show over 15 years ago, and people will argue more, it was always about moving the artist forward. It's all about that. I like doing that because I was an artist. I think I'm still an artist. I'm writing great stuff. The best stuff in the world, stuff you have never seen before. It's marvelous stuff. It's such a beautiful thing that I've been doing. But anyway, so I have this microphone and I have this platform, and I said, well, since I'm doing it, I like to help, and our whole crew like to help, because our crew's full of artists. Our staff are artists. That's right. We're all autistic. Wait a minute. Is that artistic or same thing. We're full of autistic people, very talented. That's who we are. We're proud to be autistic. I'm proud to be autistic. It's such an American way. Yeah, that's what it is. So now on, as of tomorrow, you will see in a marquee our website. A lot of people already know it. MVP On Demand. .com, M as in Mary, V as in Victory, P as in Paul, ondemand.com. That's it. MVP ondemand.com. And if you go there, you can see us, see what we look like. And we look, all of us look very gorgeous. And also, you'll see what we're doing. And one thing we're moving artists forward is we have a store. It's called the Capture Store. It's on the website. This is another avenue or vehicle or weapon to use to move you forward and move the show forward and move artists forward. And we hope you go there and visit. Because we are now taking interviews. And I got to put that on the marquee starting tomorrow. And if you'd like to interview... get interviewed by me, Mr. greatness self. All you have to do is go to MVP. That's Mary Victor Peter. OnDemand.com. MVPOnDemand.com. You'll see where it says book me for the show. Just hit the button and Robin will be in contact with you. Because Robin will decide that if you're serious or if you're just a fuckhead. I got to put that in a form too. Fuckhead. There's a lot of fuckheads out there. But I'm going to tell you the best of the people. Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, beautiful people. Good morning, morning, morning.
Don't worry. I slept too.
I did. I
overslept too.
Pat is the only one that didn't oversleep because she doesn't sleep. Pat's like an owl. You go, hey, Pat, it's time to sleep. Who? Pat? Who?
Mm-hmm.
Pat? Who? She doesn't sleep. She throws herself in a volcano and we don't see her till the next day. If you'd like to come into the studio at 319-527-6099, 319-527-6099, that's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard around the world. And you know what? I looked at her ratings. And we talked to a former member of the show. We're bringing her back. And she met Robin. I wanted to make sure Robin liked her so we can get along. Robin seems to like her.
I do.
Good. That's what I was hoping for. I was hoping Robin likes her. And we brought her back for this season. We brought her back for a purpose because she has moved a lot of artists, and it's Ellen Johnson. She has moved a lot of artists and everything, and she's joining our team, me and Robin's team. There you go. So what I'm trying to say, like I call them the 1-2 punch, man. These ladies are powerful. They're like nuclear. Don't cross them or else you will combust in flames. They're nuclear. They don't mess with you. They don't mess. I want to welcome Pat, the over-the-line lady. She's our resident psychic. She's been my psychic for over 10 years. Pat has saved me from myself by telling me my future. Brian, don't go out tonight. Okay. I'm not going. I haven't seen daylight in 10 years until Pat tells me it's safe to go out. She's pretty good. So Pat has joined us, and she's in the store too. And you'd like to know how the magical things and spiritual things that Pat can do and see how beautiful she is, because she is a beautiful lady, go to MVPOnDemand.com. That's M as in Mary, V as in Victory, P as in Paul, OnDemand.com. And you'll see Pat. Just go in there and hit the link in the capture store, and you'll see the beautiful people. These are beautiful people, and Pat has a great service that she's offering, and you will see it there. And I will make a commercial today regarding the store. Sorry I'm so long-winded. I didn't get a chance to. I was like 2 or 3 in the morning. After that, I said, oh, God, I got to do a show. And then I do what I ever do, like every man does. I crawl up in the fetal position, suck my thumb, and I rock myself to sleep. That's what I do. Look at that. Look how sexy that is. I have Cindy come in, and she sings to me, go to sleep, and I'm in a fetal position, and she rocks me. I'm going to rock you Amadeus. And I fall asleep. Then I wake up like I wake up born again because I figured I was in a fetal position. Ah, new day, new world. Time to conquer. So please go to MVPOnDemand.com, seriously. And it will also help artists. If you're looking to get interviewed, go to the website, MVPOnDemand.com, hit book me. Robin will talk to you. Now, I know you perverts want to do that just because you hear Robin's voice. Stop it, you perverts. Robin's working. And I don't need no HR complaints, you little perverts. Serious artists.
Trust me, I know how to weed out serious ones and just ones that want to waste my time.
Thank you. She will. She's the deadly weapon. She looks like a daydream. She looks like a daydream, but she had turned into a nightmare real quick. Turned into your worst nightmare real quick.
You can ask anybody that knows me. I can turn into a very bad nightmare really quick.
0 to 60.
You have to actually do something to make me that way.
Right. Yeah, you have to irritate her before she'll do it. So do that, and then also we're taking, if you have, if I'm talking to people out there, and if you're a business person, motivator, influencer, thanks to Robin, Robin has created all the packages. All three of us have got together, and we were on the phone together for a while. And we all created beautiful packages that we think is fair and that will help move artists forward. That's also in mbpunamand.com in the capture store. And you will start seeing that tomorrow because I would give it a nice commercial, but it will be on a marquee. You hit that. And if you're an artist and you want to join us, you can do that too. You can join us. And I think there's a join button. I don't know. Robin will figure it out. But you can join us. All you have to do is go to mvpunamand.com, hit the contact button, and it will get me, because I will be annoyed. And then it say, right, I want to join you. I go, okay, well, I'm going to give you Robin's email. Okay. And then it goes, Robin, I want to join you. Robin goes, okay, you sound like a dumb fuck, but, you know, what the hell? I hope she's nice to that. Come on. Hey, Brian, I got it done. Oh, good. I hope she is. She is. She's nicer than that.
Thank you.
And so a lot of things are happening with us. So join us. Join us. Salute us. Support us. We'll support you. We used to say this 5 years ago, and I quit saying it. And I love that you have to think what I'm about to say. We used to say it 5 years ago. Damn it. Okay, I remember it. I don't remember it. Oh.
Well, it's good things to come, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll remember it. okay, here it is. Here's what we used to say 5 years ago. Damn it, I had it. There goes my OCD running away from me. come back.
Well, you know,
come back.
That's called the law of reverse effect. When you think you know something, but you can't think to say it, and it drives you crazy.
It does. But I found it.
Mm-hmm.
We used to say this. Without you, here we go. Without you, there is no us. Think of mine.
True.
Without the you, there's no us, because it's U.S., us. Without the you, there's no us. How's that? Very clever boy. Thank you. And Pat saying, what the fuck is Brian talking about? John said, I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. Just let him keep talking. Mr. Fred likes the voice.
I remember when
talking.
You used to do that.
You remember, Pat?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Without the you, there is no us. And that's very clever of me. Thank you. I get no credit. And it's true. And it's all true. Without you guys, without you entertainers, and without I got the story to move you forward, not to make a lot of money, but it's a platform to say I've been hearing a lot of stories about artists getting ripped off. I've been hearing a lot of stories about musicians getting ripped off. I've been hearing a lot of stories about people plagiarizing books and whatever. So I said, maybe I can come up with a platform that these independent artists can be safe, and the work can be safe, and they can profit from it. I used to put shit on other platforms, music platforms. They take a quarter of my shit. They used to take half my shit. Some of them took half my shit. And I'm going, what the hell? And we used to do it. We had a great platform for books and authors, and we figured we couldn't do it because I heard that Amazon makes you buy your own book for a discount and then sell them to everybody. And I'm going, what the hell is that shit? It's a true story. It's like I was telling people in the author, hey, Brian, I'm like to put a book in a store, but their books are like $14.95, right? Then I said, okay, well, I don't know if we're going to do it. They go, why? Because, you know, because they already bought the book. Maybe their book was $14.95. So Amazon, they have to buy it from Amazon. And Amazon, let's just say, give them half. But it was more than half. So let's say it's $7.95, right? They give them a discount.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to buy their books for $7.95. They come to me and go, Brian, I like the commercials. I want to do this. I go, but see, I can't handle it. I mean, I can't do it. She goes, why? Well, you're going to give it to me $7.95. Yes. Well, now I have to put $10 for shipping and receiving. Now, I don't have to do that. I don't have to, screw that. But what I'm going to do is when somebody wants your book, I'll give you a call and give you all the information, and you're going to ship it over. They go, fine, we'll do that. So the book is $7.95. Somebody would do it. But for them to ship it to them, it's about $8. You know, depending, and Canada is $30, believe it or not. I have shipped shit from Canada, $30. I go, what?
Yeah.
So sometimes shipping is not easy, but let's say their shipping is $7. So now they're up to $14. Well, their original book was like $14.95. And it's like, okay, now so by the time you're done, they're in a whole maybe they're in a whole $1, the shipping and all this kind of stuff. It couldn't work. They were losing money. So I said, how can I help these authors? They're really good authors. And then I remember a couple of authors have a PDF, which you can download. So if you're an author and you also have a PDF, you know what I'm talking about, a PDF of your book. You know what I'm, and most 99% of you do. I can put your PDF in our store, and they could download that, and it'll be a regular book. It'll be a regular book. So that's the way and you get full, you don't have to buy your book from us or anything. The download is free, and you get your full composition. That's the only way that I can move your book forward. Songs, the same thing. Give me a song, we'll go for the 98 cents, and then per download, you get 100% of that. Boom. This is our way of helping you. Trust me, I am Santa Claus. Yeah, I feel like because I only come once a year. Yeah, there you go. And that's sad but true. Is it time yet? No, you got 3 months. Hold it in. Okay, I got blue balls for 8 months. Okay, it'll be done. Time, it'll be done. So that's it. MVPonAman.com, and you'll find out what we're doing. Oh, and I got to talk to Robin today because if you go there and you decide to join your store, it'll say little blue things can be following you around like it's a stalker. Don't be afraid of that. That's your friend. It's like Walmart with the blue thing. The little blue guy will be following you around, and he says it'll be rewards and discounts, basically what it is. And he'll be following you around. Just ignore him, because in 2 weeks you'll be hitting him in a little while. I would say next week, because we'll have deals. We'll have super deals. We'll have deals on books. We'll have deals on music. We may have deals on you know, some of the stuff that will move you forward that we can do with the interviews or platforms. It'll be some sweet deals. Maybe even lottery tickets. We're going to give you some used lottery tickets. That would be good.
Used lottery
tickets that we didn't win.
I like that.
You losers. Yeah, I know. There you go.
Well, they can always take it and then replay the numbers and see if they win again, see if it actually does.
Sure. We can always do that. We can always do that. Hold on. I think we have a special guest. Wait a minute. We always do this really quickly because I know we have a special guest, and we play this mystery guest when somebody's in, haven't been in for a while. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Pat. I'll describe. We have a special guest. She's female, Pat. She's female.
Ellen.
Oh, my God. How did you know? I don't know. I don't know if it's Ellen. Okay, let's go to I like how Pat said it. Ellen. Yes, Ellen.
Well, I kind of think, I bet it is, too.
Okay, Robin, you think it's Ellen? Let's see who the mystery guest is. Let's see who the mystery guest is. Mystery guest. All right, mystery guest.
Wrong.
It's Rudy, everybody.
It's
you guys are so smart. You guys are so smart. Hey, hi. Good morning, Rudy. How are you, buddy?
Good.
You said a woman.
I thought it was a woman. Sometimes Rudy looks so good that you want to screw him in prison.
Ow.
Come here, my little baby doll. I'm here for life. In prison. In Louisiana prison. Hey, Rudy, good morning. How are you, my friend? I thought you were. I saw the number. I thought it was Ellen. Well, Rudy, did you see the title of the show today?
Yeah, kind of curious. Where it kind of went.
Yeah. Yeah, the title of the show, everybody. I know sometimes people don't see the marquee. Title of the show. I have a foot-long penis. It is so monstrous, I was barred from yoga. Ah, foot-long penis. And it, all of a sudden, the lady got quiet. You know,
I'm saying you name the show after me. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Footlong. That's his profile. That is true. Rudy got an army in his pants. So this guy, you can tell it's from Britain because I'm going to read it like British. His Titanic tallywhacker. Tallywhacker. His Titanic tallywhacker. Yeah, tallywhacker. It has caused him some big problems.
You ever see the movie? Porky's. You ever see the movie Porky's?
Yes, I love Porky's. I love Porky's. That was the funniest shit. But he said he's having a problem dating. He's been exploited through, you know, sex exploration, and perhaps most embarrassing, getting booted from yoga class because people thought he was aroused. And he just stood there. He laid down on his stomach first, and then he hovered off the mat, and people just spin him around like a top. And his little penis go, like a spin the bottle. There he That's the visual. Now, I know how big this guy is, and I was really surprised. I'm not kidding. I was really surprised about his inches. So we're going to play a game. Guess how big my tallywhacker has grown. Rudy, this guy claims, and I see what – oh, you give it away. Is it a foot, Brian? Yeah, how did you guess? It's in the title, asshole. Oh, I gave it away. 12 inches. 12 inches.
I feel sorry for him. He probably can't get women with that.
That's not that big. Oh, sorry.
That's not coming near me.
Not coming near you.
Not even coming near me.
Like the shark. Dun, 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 dun. 12.
It's like close your eyes and open your legs.
Exactly. Baby shark, do 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 baby shark. Pat.
My head hurts. Yeah.
I know. Everything. 12 inches, Pat. What do you say?
I say no thanks.
Really?
That's me.
Really? I'm surprised of you women. I mean, Rudy, I'm so surprised. I really am, because we thought bigger the better. Rudy, I mean, aren't you surprised?
The bigger the broken.
You feel like you've been, like, skewered with something like that.
Oh, my God. Rudy, are you hearing this? I was thinking.
Yeah,
that
but at the same time, women complaining on the other end, like, God, when are you ever going to put it in? Like, it's been in. Oh.
Oh, funny.
Oh, my God. We call it the run. You know how to spell run. R-U-N. R-U-N.
Mm-hmm.
That's run. So we say, are you running? No. Yeah, but women do complain a lot. You know, because I think women, Rudy, you put up a point because you know what? Their women are the best actresses in the world. It doesn't matter how big, how small. They're built to make your ego feel good. You know what I mean? They know that that's a soft spot, and how maybe they realize they don't want to, you know, it's a night over and it says, I slept with this guy. Oh, my God, I got to get out of here before the sun comes out and I do the walk of shame. But during it, they're saying, like, he had the biggest penis in the world. Oh, my. They do the vowels. A-E-I-O-U. They do the vowels. It's like, come on, Brian, I want to do the vowels. Ah, eh, e, I, o, ooh. Yeah, they do that. And then you're thinking, I'm the king. And then they, and then as soon as you leave, you hear this. You say, you shut the door.
What was it? Oh, Brian.
Yes.
Oh, Two Live Crew. There was a song they had where he goes, come on, girl, it's good, oh, yeah, wait me out when you're finished.
Like that one.
I'm telling
you. Oh, well.
Pat loves the motorboat. Motorboat. That's what happens, Rudy. That's what happens. So, they're never satisfied. Women are never satisfied. They never had, it's like the three bears. Too small, too big, just right. Too curvy, too long, too short. Not fat enough, too thin, you pencil dick. Your balls are too big, they're too low, they're too skinny. All these things that you have to live up to.
It has a mole on it.
It has a mole on it. Yeah. You know, yeah. And then it has to look good. The guy with the helmet has to look good. It's like, oh, I'm going to examine you. Because all of a sudden, they're a doctor. Where have you been, young
Why
man?
Aren't you circumcised?
Yeah. With all that skin down there, what's wrong with you? Didn't you have insurance?
As long as there's no sores or it just looks like, doesn't look like it's supposed to go at all. I don't really do that.
Oh, my God. My penis looked like a leper. Jesus could have healed me. I'm kidding, ladies. No, it doesn't look like a leper. Oh, my God. It looks more like beef jerky. I used it so much. It's summertime in California. Slim Jim. But, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I do love my penis because it's a good penis. I thank the Lord of it because I am circumcised, and I got my little guy with the helmet. Is like the dumb guy. And everybody names their penis. Rudy, did you name your penis? Does your penis have a name?
No.
You didn't even name your penis? Why, aren't you going to keep it? Once you name something, you have to keep it. You have a name for it. You have a name for it.
I do not.
Yeah. Well, every man, you know, there's two things the men will name, but they won't tell the ladies. They'll name their car, and they'll name the penis. They'll name the car and the penis. Those are the two things they'll name. Yeah. If you get a guy who loves their car, they named it. They got a name for Betty, Betsy, whatever. And you got a guy, you know, you're a cheerleader. Like, come on, Thor. It's always a manly name, right? Come on, Thor. You don't want to name it a wimpy, wimpy name. Come on, Shirley. That's it. Get up, Shirley. People laugh at you. You name your penis Shirley. Why is your penis named Shirley? I don't know. He's a transgender penis. He bends every which way.
All right.
So let's talk about penises. And we all know
that's
about penises.
Something
we have played with penises.
I don't think I want to see.
Huh?
I don't think I want to see a trans one that's been a female before.
Have you, speaking of that, Robin, have you girls ever seen an ugly penis? Or they all just look the same? Have you guys ran across
it? Same to me.
It just looked the same, like a snake with a turtleneck sweater. That's the same.
Yes. Yep.
I hear Canadians have a special penis though. It's kind of like, they're neutral and cool. They lurry back. You have to really work it. It's like, come on, work it. I mean, just. It's very cool, and women are accepting of it. Women are very accepting of the Canadian penis. And I wonder if a Canadian ever thought about having an American penis, or American penis thought about having a French penis? Oui, oui, la, la. I am Pierre the penis. Voila.
I'm trying to shoot French.
Exactly. There's different. And not to mention the favorite Asian penis. So they're different kind of. And, you know, and I'm going to tell you something. If you ever seen an Amazon smile, everybody knows that's a dick. Who are you fooling, Bezos? That smile that you have in an Amazon truck, that's a penis. It's a penis. Because he doesn't have the other end as a smile. It's one way, and it's a pointy thing, and it's basically a big truck that's going to fuck you. Here we come. That's what it is.
You know, Brian, this show would be a good show for that song I sent you a long time ago.
Oh, is that the one about women? Let me see. I think I have it.
No, the one about the detachable penis.
Oh, I don't have detachable penis. I don't have that one.
A long time ago. Huh?
Oh, my God. No. I probably have, but I don't know. Here's one right here. Listen to this.
I'm not quite sure how something that's just a little tiny prick can be so powerful in so many different ways.
Yeah, a little tiny prick to be so powerful. I'm trying to find it. No, I'll find it during the break, Rudy. I don't. Did I name it Rudy? The detachable penis? I'll find
it. That's called a strap on, I think. The detachable
one.
Yeah.
Rudy, going to have to send it to me again. You're going to have to send it to me again, if you don't mind. Because I'm going through. I got like 1,000 songs in here. Rudy's also was on the radio. Rudy's also on the radio, if you guys didn't know that. And I'm tired of hearing it. He was on the real, what do they call it, terrestrial radio with a T, or celestial radio with a C? It's terrestrial with a T. And why do they call it terrestrial radio, Rudy?
I guess because it's Terra Earth, because it originates from Earth.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Look at Rudy's voice. He has a. You guys, don't you think he has a voice for radio? Let me hear Rudy's voice again. Rudy, say something.
A voice for radio. It's me, Rudy.
Excuse me. I tried the fart sound. I didn't mean to do that with your voice. If it was guys in here, they'll be laughing. Girls are not going to laugh at fart sounds. But let me – no, but your voice is good. No, Robin did.
It is.
Hi, it's me, Rudy. No, but Rudy has a good voice.
People will not quit barking today.
Yeah, Brian, I just sent
you
a song in Facebook Messenger.
Did you really? Okay, let me see here. Now, Rudy will take over the show while I download his music. Ready, Rudy? Wait, you didn't send me anything. I don't have it. I don't know where you send it. There's nothing in here. Are you on Hammer? Yeah, make sure it's Hammer Show. Yeah, you might have sent it to another one. They have hacked me. The only working Facebook I have now. Yeah. It's Hammer's Show. That's the only working Facebook I have now for the show. With an S in the show. Let me see if I can. Wait, here. I'll give you a hand right here. Watch. Wait, where? Rudy. There you are. Now, I'm going to send you a message, Rudy, so it'll tell you this is the one. Okay, there you go, Rudy. That's. I sent you the message right there. That's the one.
All right, just sent it to
you. Oh, my God. This is a song? All right, here's a song that Rudy. We do this request. And
what happened in the first 10 days after you quit drinking?
It's a commercial.
Hi there, I'm James Swanick from the
Alpha Freedom. It's called King Missile.
This morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. happens all the time. It's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rinse it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, because for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house, calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kia and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted $22, but I talked him down to $17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again. Please. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
That is funny. That's funny.
Rudy, you're one of a kind. You're one of a kind, my friend. You are one of a kind. Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was appropriate for the show.
It is appropriate. It really is.
I just can't imagine anybody coming up with that.
I couldn't either. Even with my weird imagination.
Really stoned.
You have to be. I know. You know, Hollywood, we're going to talk about Hollywood. And when we come back, Rudy, you're too much. When we come back, we're going to talk about, like I said, the title of the show. The title of the show is I Have a Foot Long
Penis.
Well,
Brian left his penis.
I leave it in the studio. I leave it at work. I can't take it home. Yeah. I have a foot-long penis. It's so monstrous I was barred from yoga. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's not that big. Not that big, but the ladies are running for their lives. They're saying, oh, my God. And Rudy, it's not that big.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe he's just attacked it. He won't have any problems doing yoga anymore.
Exactly. He could be my little brother.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it. I know. We're going to talk about that. Rudy, tell me what's going on with you, because Rudy's also doing a lot of things. Rudy's in Arizona. Oh, my God. Rudy's in Louisiana. We have went to a couple of events together. And what Ellen has set up these events was great events. Including every year they used to do the Santa Claus. What was it?
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. And yes, and every year we used to do that with them on the radio, do it live, and they're very good people. We did it when Rudy's daughter was like 10, and now she's going to be 22. That's when we started
tomorrow.
When she's going to be 21. Wow. We started doing It's a Wonderful Life. Tomorrow she's going to be 21.
Yep.
Damn. Oh, my God, Rudy. And I know it's difficult. Tell me about it, Rudy, because I know how close you are to your daughter. What is it like for her father to realize her daughter is going to be 21 or leaving the house?
Scary.
What does it feel like?
Well, it's scary. She moved out like last July.
I know.
Well, heck, I'm proud of the kid. She's got a good job. Paying
yeah.
the bills.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah, he did a good job. Those two did a good job. Rudy and Ellen did a good job. The kid's beyond. She's like she has an old soul, though. She's determined. She's independent, and she takes no shit.
That's good.
And that was at 10. And that was at 11 years old. I can't imagine turning 21. That was at 11. I can imagine she's 21 now. Wow.
Yep.
And by 31, she'll be running for the president.
She could.
Yep.
I remember I was out of bounds, and I have to apologize. I have to apologize to Rudy. Ellen ran away, but I have to apologize to Rudy. And I have to apologize to Aaron when I was there. And I do apologize to you, Rudy. I'm sorry. And you know what I'm going to apologize to you about. Before we left, we're going to go to breakfast. I don't know. I think Aaron just rolled out of bed, and she had her pajamas on. And she had her slippers on. Do you remember that in the parking lot, Rudy? At the IHOP, we're going to leave.
Yeah, kind of sort of.
Yeah, but Aaron was slowly developing into a nice woman, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. She was developing early. And I kind of take Aaron, like, under my wing, like, she's my friend, too, because I know her so long. So Rudy was right there. Cindy was on the other side. Aaron comes out of the car, and I go, Aaron. She goes, yes, Mr. Bryan. You can't go into IHOP like this. I'm in my pajamas. It's early. But we're going to IHOP. And where is your bra? She goes, what? And Rudy goes, okay, I'm out of here. Rudy goes, I'm out of here. Hey now, I'm out. Do you remember that, Rudy? Do you remember that?
Yeah, vaguely, but yeah, it's coming back to me.
I know. Cindy goes, what are you doing? Is that your kid? I go, but I care about the kid. They have parents. Leave her alone. I go,
well, at least she was wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
At least she was wearing a shirt. She didn't have shoes on. If I remember right, she had the slippers. She had the bunny slippers or something. She just rolled. It's morning, Mr. Bryan. I'm going to get breakfast. I go, okay.
You wouldn't believe it, but grown women walk around like that around here. They do. Wearing house shoes in the store. I've seen them in Walmart walking around.
I see them in Walmart. They all tend to go to Walmart, don't they? I see the weirdest people in Walmart. They're the strangest, weirdest people in Walmart. Why do they go to that?
Yeah.
It's like Walmart is like a sovereign country. It's the strangest things.
It reminds me of a video I seen years ago called Going to Wally World, and it's just crazy.
It is. They don't give it. At Walmart, you might as well just – go ahead, Robin. Go ahead.
I may go in yoga pants and a sweatshirt or a T-shirt with my hair pulled up and no makeup, but at least I've got shoes on and everything's covered, you know?
Right. Some of these people have their pants below their butts and their crack is staying out. And
that is disgusting.
It is real. Then they touch the food and they smell it and they put it back and go, okay, we're going to Kroger's.
That started in prison. If they honestly knew what that meant, I bet they wouldn't do it.
It means my ass is free to play with. Fellas.
It means that, you're advertising that you are free to be, you are willing to be someone's bitch for protection.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You know, God, human beings work the wild. Human beings are so wild. Rudy, can I hear your radio voice one more time? Seriously, can I hear it one more time?
One more time, the radio voice with Rudy. Hi, I'm Rudy. Join me weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m. as we talk sports on the all-new 106.1 The Ticket. How's that?
Look at that. Isn't that good, isn't it? I don't have one.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. That's good. That's pretty damn good.
I sure wish the people that Ryan listens to in the morning had that pleasant of a voice. They sound
yeah.
like stars on steroids. Screaming. He can be
wow.
playing it all the way through the end of the house, and I can still hear him talking.
Oh, my God. Well, Rudy is a star. I love Rudy. And Mr. Solution gets upset when I say my Rudy Booty. He gets really upset. Why are you calling him
what?
Rudy Booty? You remember he gets so upset? He got upset because I called him, Rudy Booty.
Yeah. Why did he get upset?
Yeah. He gets upset because it sounds, he says it sounds so gay. And it's like, why would you do that? And then he got really upset when I said, you my Rudy Booty, what is it, sweet and juicy, tossing and fruity? And he got really upset
oh,
at me.
Sounds like
yeah.
he's
like
a homophobe, bad.
He is a homophobe. I think Mr. Solution's gay. I really believe he's gay.
Oh, don't bring him in. Don't bring him in.
No, don't bring him in. It's been pleasant without him.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't know. He hates women, too. Have you noticed that?
He doesn't like women at all, no.
He doesn't
yeah, I did
like
notice
women?
That. Some people, you know how to get along with a woman is agree with everything she says, right, Rudy? Rudy knows the deal.
Yeah,
you know the deal, Rudy.
Oh yeah.
We agree, so we don't have to go any further with the conversation. You know, Brian, you're an idiot. Uh huh. When did you become an idiot? I don't know. Tell me. Well, last week you were an idiot. Yes, I was. And what do you have to say for yourself? I'm an idiot? Yeah, you're an idiot. Okay.
All right.
Can we stop this now? We all been there, right, Rudy? You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I get a lot. I just told you that. What? I just told you that. What do you mean? You said something. I go, yeah, blah, blah, blah. He goes, but I told you that about an hour ago. Did you forget it? No. Then where is it? What? You don't even listen. Then it comes, you don't listen to, it follows, you don't listen to me. Huh?
Well, that is true because I have
you don't
that
listen
problem
to
with Ryan sometimes.
Do you? You don't listen.
And I was like, what are you talking about? I told you yesterday. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. You just weren't listening to me. It's what it was.
Exactly.
Have you missed anything on the Brian the Hammer Jackson Show? Remember to tune into the podcast to hear what you missed, since you don't remember
exactly.
hearing it in the first place.
Exactly.
You don't remember.
Oh, man. And then I'll tell you how to get out of it, guys. Act stupid and helpless. It works every time. My girlfriend said she doesn't like doing things, like for instance, if she gets dinner, it has to be a participation thing. As long as I'm in the kitchen doing something, but I have to be out of the way, but it's a I am not making you dinner. I'm not a slave to you. Get in here and you do it. Okay. Now, I found a trick because it's like the same thing. I said, sweetie, I'm really tired. I'm not really – we're having dinner. I go, oh, God, we're having dinner. All right, I'm going to lay down. Let me know dinner. And I'm not your slave. Get in here with me, and here's how it works. You're going to help me with dinner. Okay, what do you want me to do? Chop the tomatoes. Chop, chop. You're not doing it right. And then she chops them. Okay, try the onions. All right. You got to chop the ends off. Forget it. By the time it's done, she already made it. Seriously, she'll give me a menial job that I can do. I want you to stand over it and just smell it. Tell me if it smells good. Okay. And then that's my job. We did it together.
It's
I like
funny.
My statement. Have you met me?
Cooks, he wants me to help him, but when I cook, I don't want anybody in the kitchen because I'm too fast back and forth, and people get in my
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Exactly. You're going way too fast. I'm just in the way.
And I do what I can to get everything done at the same time. I have to time it a
right.
certain way so that everything gets done at one time. Anybody in the kitchen just gets in my way. They do. They're right in my path wherever I need to be. So I trip over them. I even run honey out of there.
I think if by time you explain it to me how to do it, you could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Oh, get this. You know when you're dating, Rudy, when you're dating, I'm talking to the ladies. The ladies are going to understand. When you're dating, the women are always ready. But you have to work for it, but they're ready. They're ready in the car, behind the bushes, in the trees, in a driving movie, behind the motel. They're ready. They're ready. When you get married or you get in a relationship, it's like, hey, what? Never mind. What was I thinking?
Sometimes you just don't feel it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just tired. You're like, leave
exactly.
me alone. I don't feel like
it's like, leave me alone. Exactly. What are you doing? Used to work when we were dating. It doesn't work anymore. Okay. I'll take my hand out of your panties now. It wasn't working anyway. You were dry like the desert. On the co-op. My problem. True. Oh, boy.
Well, it happens for both of us, too. There's been times when I've, you know, been all ready and Ryan comes in from
right.
work and all he wants to do is eat and go to sleep because it's been a bad day. And I understand because I understand. When you don't feel good, you don't feel good. And you're too tired. Mm-hmm.
And that's where you go to your... It goes that, and that's where you go to your motorboat.
Mm-hmm.
When you get the mail, it says, I have a headache. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, huh? yeah. And they had a headache for 3 years. It's like, but do you have a toothache, too? Get away from me. Okay.
Yeah,
and then the sex part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The sex part. And sometimes I want a romance. Let's have a woman says, will you eat me now? I mean, I want a little romance. Can you, can you romance it up?
Yeah, I'm the same
okay.
way. It's like, send me a text saying I'm ready.
Give me a text, I'm ready.
Don't do that.
Oh my God.
I'm ready. And I'm like, really?
I'm ready.
I'm like, that's some really, really working at seducing me here. Yeah.
But this all leads to this, and you're right. And it leads to this, Rudy,
yeah.
Robin, and there's like four other people in there. Do a woman really know how to utilize the penis? And I'm going to tell you something. You know, it's funny because everything's ass backwards. I don't want a virgin because where is she going to practice on giving you a great blowjob? Where is she going to practice?
Ooh.
I mean, you could only do the banana so many times. Huh?
She is going to practice on you, yeah.
Exactly, but I don't want practice. I don't want, okay, will you open your teeth? Ow, 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 ow. Lose the teeth. Ugh. I'm sorry, I never did this before. I'm pulling it out of your mouth. You don't know how to do it. Oh, yes, I do. And then they squeeze your balls. You like this? No! No!
I think I've done that.
No! Ouch. I know, ouch. It's like, what are you doing down there? I saw it in the movie. They play with them. No, don't do that. All right, I'm going to go back to do this again.
Okay.
Slow it down. At the end of the day, they're biting on it. It's like Robin's dog's honey's chew toy. At the
chewing
end,
on
like,
them. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Chewing on dogs, chewing on the raw hide.
Exactly.
I went with. With that, I got to run back to work.
Okay.
All right, Rudy. Thanks
okay.
for coming by. Nice. Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to meet Rudy. And we're going to hear about the guy who has a foot-long penis. It's basically nothing, Rudy. He's going to brag about what a difficult life he has. Women go away, and women can't handle it. He wah, you know?
Like I said before, maybe he needs to make it detachable.
We'll have a reduction.
Anyone else
you know,
complain,
if they,
they won't see it.
If,
until he needs
if,
it.
Women, if it was, if it was detachable, they wouldn't need us. And women are working now. They got their own salary. And they want to have a penis, a hard one between their legs. They just unscrew it. They get the best part of the man. And that's it. You can go to sleep now.
That
I get the
whole
best part of you.
Meaning of the term phoning it in.
And on that note, we'll be right back with our story. Thank you, Rudy. We'll be right back with our story. I have a foot-long penis. It's so monstrous, I was barred from yoga. And we have celebrities who were homeless at one time to make us feel good about ourselves. You're listening to Hammer, not Hammer Radio Network. Hammer has a show on Fridays, which is the music show, which is 96.7 Hammer's Music Show. Tune in on that because we're playing music. And we're going back to helping artists again. And if you're an independent artist, we'll promote you on the music show too. So come back to Brian the Hammer Jackson. What is the name of our show? What is this? What is the name of our show? Does anybody know?
It's the Brian
Hammer Jackson show.
Show, yeah.
Is that what it is?
I thought it was Hammer Time, but okay. Goodbye.
All right.
Okay, bye.
You know how long? You know, can you imagine putting my name and Robin's name together for a show? It's like Brian the Hammer Jackson's cock. Because her last name is COX.
Okay.
And it's like, it wouldn't work. Or BJ with cock. In the morning. It just, I'm going to stop now, but okay.
Goodbye.
Rudy, drive safely. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. I'm going to get some coffee. This is our new song. Every word is our song. Our new song for our new team with MVP. Get me motivated to work for you guys. Get me motivated to work hard for you guys.
Never stop. A dreamer with the fever to be great was all I ever wanted. A fighter with the fever.
ready. Here we go. Yeah. And we're going, maybe we're going to make history. We did it before. Can lightning strike twice? Because we came on the show, they never seen me before. They never, our humor's different. I'm different. I'm weird. They can't call the cops on me, and they can't get a restraining order. They want to go away, but they can't stay away too long. Because they're going to miss the train, it's going to wreck. And it wrecks a different day. All right, welcome to the show. I am your host, Fred. And Brian is not, I am standing in for Brian. I am Fred. So please give me the comments below. Thank you. I let in the morning crew. There you go. There you go. You know, we're going to get to the big penis because everybody wants the big penis and everyone wants a happy ending. We're going to get there. I am watching the trial. And I'm watching little stuff that comes out of the trial, Trump being an asshole. And I was thinking, maybe he's not an asshole. Maybe he really thinks that shit. You know, in his mind, he's thinking that it's true, you know? And if you believe it, it's not a lie. Here's a Trump supporter. Here's how dangerous. Here's a Trump supporter. I mean, these guys are Trump supporters. Listen to this. Listen to this.
The worst of the United States of America. If you don't want to hear from the people who endanger the very continuation of American democracy, then you should turn to something else right now. Our correspondent, Luke Beasley, who, by the way, is getting really good at this, went to the Donald Trump rally in Conway, South Carolina over the weekend. This may be some of Luke's best stuff. It gets dangerous during these interviews. He spoke to Trump supporters. We are going to go through these one by one. There's just a handful of clips. Really prepare yourself to be terrified about what may be in America's future. Here's the first interviewee, Luke speaking to a woman at the Trump rally in South Carolina.
Would you rather 4 years of dictator Trump or 4 years of democratically elected Joe Biden? Dictator Trump!
There it is. Dictator Trump. These people are dangerous. These people are dangerous. They need to be treated as such.
And that's a lie. You're a liar. It's the first day he said, I'll be a dictator for one day to put in the border. And one other thing, you're a liar.
Drill, baby, drill.
You're part of the media, a baby media turkey.
He's a baby media turkey.
You are, right there.
Wow, that was explosive.
In training. Good job. Apply to CNN, MSNBC. You're great.
There was a time where we would have gone to such a rally and found politics.
Business deals to get. Okay, he said.
Understand that this is mushmouth nonsense.
Go on and on and on.
These are all.
I haven't really got.
Word salad.
Oh, I just heard a click. Am I still on the air? I'm still on the air. That's one person, but there are some Trump. Let me see. Trump supporters. You got to hear these people. They are dangerous people. Support.
They're fanatic.
They are. Here we go right here. Let's see. Donald Trump cancel campaign. Trump supporter. Here he goes. Here's one. But I just hate the narration of everybody doing it first, and that drives me crazy. Here's another one. Let me see. Maybe we don't have that. That narration. But it is scary what they think, and there's people who walk among us, and who are these people? And even Trump is unhinged. Where did I see this? Who was it? Oh, my God, I can't remember the newscast. Anyway, here we go. Here we go. Here's another one.
That mean for the country in your estimation?
Would have an uprising. There's too many people that are ready to go now.
When you say, what does that mean? Can you be specific?
Civil war.
You think it'll be a civil war if Trump loses again?
Oh, yes. I do. I know with people that I talk to, I'm a churchgoer, and I love God more than my life. But there are things that I do for God that I don't do for anybody else. And this is one thing. I know that God needs some help here. You know, actually, my first election that I've been to was Donald Trump. And
when you say your first election you've been to, you never voted before that, or?
I voted, but I never got into it. Now, you know, I can spend just all waking moments thinking what I need to do. And, of course, I can't afford a whole bunch of money, but I can sure talk.
Now, I had somebody tell me that they would take a bullet for Donald Trump.
I think I would, too, because I'm not that young. If I was young, I'd never say that.
Woman's about 80 years old, and she would take a bullet for Donald Trump.
That is stupid.
She's ready to go to the Civil War. She's ready to
over
go at it.
Him? Over him?
Uh-huh.
She doesn't even know him personally.
I know. I don't know what Kool-Aid. I don't know what Kool-Aid they're drinking. I have no idea. But wow. Well, right now, 2 hours ago, we have breaking news. We're going to go back to more people who are like Trump. Secret Service begins planning for Trump to go to jail. Now, I'm going to ask you, and we're going to get to that story.
Sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud. Sorry.
I don't know how. I'm with you. But here's a story. It's live. I guess this is live. We're having a little bit of it. Or 2 hours ago. It's getting... The shit's starting to get serious. Here we go. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm. You're watching The Legal Breakdown. So there's reporting now from the New York Times that the Secret Service has begun discussions about what happens if Donald Trump is jailed for contempt during his criminal trial in Manhattan. So we're going to talk about that, but first, just a reminder for those watching that Glenn and I will be doing comprehensive coverage of the entirety of this trial. So if you want to follow along every single day, please make sure to hit the subscribe button. Okay, so Glenn, according to reporting, what came of these discussions from the Secret Service around this prospect of Donald Trump actually being jailed?
Yeah, it's about time that they're getting around to talking about how are they going to handle Donald Trump's security, not if, but when he lands himself in a jail cell, because it really does feel like that day is coming in a couple of different ways, mm-hmm. both on the criminal contempt front and then in the event of conviction on the sentencing front. So there's new reporting in the New York Times that federal officials, state officials in New York, and city officials are all talking about putting plans in place for how to handle.
You know, I think he should be a bitch. I think he should do it. I don't think he's afraid. I don't think he's afraid because I think he thinks that the wherever he goes, let's say he goes to jail, I think he's thinking he's going to take his security force with him. I think, you know, they have to understand, no, they're not going with you. Now they're on a different, but I think Trump thinks, go ahead, I have my Secret Service people go with me and be a guy's day off. No, that's not going to happen, because I know this motherfucker wants to be a martyr. He wants to, he's already there.
He wants to be a living martyr. He wants to be a living martyr. He doesn't want to die.
Yes.
But I hate to tell him that petulant child attitude of his will not get him very far in jail or in, especially prison. And he won't get him far in jail either. That's probably what got him in contempt of court, was throw the fit.
I know, but you know what scares me is people who have no shame. When we have shame, we tend to be ashamed of ourselves doing stupid things. This guy not only have no shame, he will crowdsource over his shame. Democrats, they hate me and send me money, and there's a Democratic judge who don't like Trump, or that juror right now is a Democrat. I mean, he was the one who pointed Democrats against Republicans as a civil war.
Indeed.
He wanted this to happen.
Yes.
You know, we didn't have this before.
And it's going to happen. And it will happen if something doesn't calm people down.
You know,
if it doesn't,
sometimes,
something doesn't bring us together, it's going to, because, well, I mean, everybody.
Well, I'm
going to
pick
like,
up. Right, I'm picking up you and Ryan, and we're going to go to the border of Canada. We're going to go to Canada. We're going to be Canadians, eh? We'll go there. We'll wait 4 years till it's over. We'll be Canadians. We'll eat haggis and talk like them. I don't know. What do Canadians eat? Canadians must have a dish.
Not haggis, that's for sure.
What do you have a special? That's Scottish,
that
right?
Not. Well, there's the poutine.
The poutine? That sounds so close. Sounds so close to, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The poutine. What is a poutine?
French fries with gravy and cheese curds.
That's interesting.
With gravy and cheese curds.
I don't know.
It's a Quebec
thing.
Canadians
love gravy, right? They love gravy, right?
Well, not necessarily. Canadians are so diverse. Depending on which household you go to, it could be curries, it could be this, it could be that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Do you have a big Indian influence from India in Canada?
Yeah.
Is it a big migration of a lot of... Wow.
Yeah, we do.
So you got it mixed... Oh, okay. So you mix a lot of curry... I can't get that accent down. Can you do that accent? Oh, hello, doing Miss Pat. Would you like
a
slow
beat? No, I can't do it.
I can't get that down.
I had a doctor one time, and this is funny. She was born and raised in India, but then moved to the U.S. to open up her practice, and she's a really good doctor. But I swear, the longer she was here, the worse it was. The harder it was to understand her.
I know,
it was
right?
Like her accent got worse. Yeah.
Wow.
It was like
I
was
doctor,
like,
and a friend of mine went to him, and she couldn't understand him.
Oh, I've been to a few of those that I couldn't understand a word they said. But, yeah, she did. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I could understand it perfectly. But once I got to be an adult, I could not understand a word that woman said.
I guess they get a little lazy after you get older and don't pronounce that. You know, it's kind of hard. You know, you get a little lazy with it.
And speak
faster.
They speak faster, too.
Yeah.
Or that's what
I
she would do. She was going fast and... I could not make out two words, she said.
Wow. God bless him. You're listening to the Hammer Radio Network. I mean, yeah, we are the Hammer Radio. No, that's the music show. Who are we? What's on the marquee?
Brian,
who are we?
Show.
Is that what it is? Brian the Hammer Jackson. That's who we are. Brian the Hammer Jackson. There we go. I wear too many hats. One doesn't fit. And the radio show is 96.7 Hammer Radio. And don't forget to go to the store, guys. Seriously, MVPOnDemand.com. It's really simple. Most valuable player, MVPOnDemand.com. Hit the store link, and you'll see Pat. Pat's there.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see where it says shop. You'll see where it says shop, and there's three lines to your left. Hit that, and there's a category of spiritual awakening and spiritual stuff. Just hit one of those, and you'll see lovely Pat there. And hit Pat, and you can see what she has to offer. She has a lot to offer there. No kidding. I'm not kidding. She's pretty damn good. I didn't think you had that much, and her reviews are fantastic. Just go to see her reviews. They're really good. They're really good. So here we go. Where were we? People who loving Trump. Okay, here's that old lady again. Just a minute.
But I would too. I mean,
we don't want to lose your wisdom to that.
But I don't know what it is about him. He's got that charisma. It says it like it is. Never backs down. He never says anything that he shouldn't.
We live in a country where one party cannot be taken seriously, and not just the Republicans at this point, have lost their damn mind.
This is the reason why I've canceled my doorbell camera subscription. This brand new
set up in the phone, and when somebody gives them the okay, they're going to come for it.
Where did you get this information?
And they're already set up in the Antifa. Oh, any folks. And they're going to send everybody.
It's going to be a summer of love because
they're going to hurt, and they're going to hurt as many people as possible. Anything that he shouldn't.
We live in a country where most of the people who follow Republicans at this point have lost their damn mind.
Okay. What do you think is going to happen in the 2024
I agree
election?
With that guy. Whomever he
was,
I think
all hell's going to break loose, and it's going to be another summer of love because Trump's going to win, and the Democrats are going to lose their minds. And they're going to send everybody.
It's going to be a summer of love because
they're going to hurt, and they're going to hurt as many people as possible.
But it, yes. But the election is in the fall.
They're going to send their bad people out. Their Black Lives Matter.
The bad people.
Yeah, I think that woman has got some type of dementia. Yeah.
Right, the bad people. I hope this is
the
not
Democrat.
A racist thing and maybe just a Democratic thing, but
I think that's what it is. I think she's calling the bad people the Democrat.
Well, here's a little bit more before we get really kill the rest of our brain cells. Hold on.
Oh, any foreigner that's here that doesn't belong here.
Uh-oh, they're sending their foreigners out here. Now, we're Americans, forget, but Trump doesn't win. They're going to send for their foreigners, anybody who doesn't belong here. They're coming to get us. They're going to rape us. They're going to kill us. They're going to murder us. And, don't forget the foreigners.
This woman is talking about summer of love.
Okay, they're going to come for us.
Where did you get this information?
Yeah.
Summer of love took place in 1967, where a group of people from all over, young people from all over America, convened on two neighborhoods in San Francisco, Maine.
Enough of you. Here's something, and hang in there, because we're going to talk about our penises. But this caught my eye this morning in my ears. This is, I like to watch Morning Joe. I tell you, I like Morning Joe. Morning Joe comes on live. I watch it live. It comes on at 3 in the morning in California time. I love Morning Joe. He tells it like it is. So I'm up. So if I'm watching, I usually get done, you know, working around 12, and then I watch my Law and Orders and these catch up on things, and the next thing I know, it's almost 2 o'clock, and then I watch my show way too early with so-and-so, and then that leads right into Morning Joe, so next thing I know, it's over at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I go, I got 7 o'clock, I got to go up on the show. But here's a little bit that interests me. Listen to this. For you Trump lovers, this is why we don't like Trump. Here we go. Morning, Joe.
At a White House meeting in January of 2017, the head of North America's Building Trades Unions praised then-President Donald Trump for committing to improve the lives of labor workers.
We just had probably the most incredible meeting of our careers with the president and the vice president and the senior staff when the president laid out his plans about how he's going to handle trade, how he's going to invest in our infrastructure, and how he's going to level the playing field for construction workers and all Americans across this country. And then took the time to take everyone into the Oval Office and show them the seat of power in the world. The respect that the President of the United States just showed us, and when he shows it to us, he shows it to 3 million of our members in the United States, was nothing short of incredible.
Well, that was then, and this is now, and it's one thing to say something, it's another thing to do it. Fast forward to today, where the NABTU is endorsing President Joe Biden's 2024 campaign and launching a nationwide effort to keep Trump from ever returning to the White House. In a statement and an accompanying video, the group's President Sean McGarvey says Trump broke those promises he made to union leaders when he first took office.
He broke more than that. Broke more
promises. You are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody,
except for day one.
Donald Trump, he's not a good man. He's not a good person. He does not care about anybody in this world except Donald Trump. That's it.
Exactly.
That's all.
Very clear and present statement.
Now he's looking to get in that position again to exert revenge on people. I go all the way back to the 80s with Donald Trump and him trying to, you know, get his mug on page 6 of the New York Post. The only difference between the Donald Trump of the 80s and the Donald Trump of today is he feels totally free to let his dark side out. And his dark side is very, very dark and very, very dangerous for this country. We can't let our democracy that we've worked for and we've cherished just disintegrate with the wrong leader and at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that he personally committed to me that he was going to get our pensions fixed. He understood who was affected by these pensions. He assured me, I'm the President of the United States, I'll just call Mitch, I'll tell him to put it in the bill. Is everybody going to love me? Everybody loves me, right? Is everybody going to love me? Yes, Mr. President, you fix the pension, everybody's going to love you. Well, that was wasted breath. There was lots of other things put in that bill. There was tax cuts put in that bill for rich people. Donald Trump promised infrastructure every year.
Infrastructure is the easiest of all.
Donald Trump was not interested in any of the policy that actually goes along with being president of the United States. Trump was interested in the pomp and circumstance, the plane, the helicopter. It's all about him.
And the power.
Donald Trump is incapable of running anything, let alone the most powerful country in the history of the world. And God help us if he gets anywhere near that White House in the future.
Ah, and Sean McGarvey joins us now. Thank you very much for coming on the show this morning. That was a pretty powerful video and a real turnaround from when you first endorsed former President Trump or at least listened to him and hoped that his promises would come true. What do you say to hardworking Americans who don't have time to, you know, clue in on every detail of every trial he's involved with or every promise he made, who support Trump almost blindly, but they connect with him, even members of your union? What do you say to them about who this man is?
Well, quite honestly, we're not going to waste a lot of time talking to every American that supports Donald Trump, and we're not going to waste a lot of time with some of our members that support Donald Trump because we're not going to change their minds. What we're going to concentrate on is the 10 to 15% of our members who we can have a conversation with and explain to them the facts, give them the projects that they're actually working on, the way they're feeding their family today, you know, how that project came about. It came about through three monumental pieces of legislation after he saved our pensions that are now creating the biggest infrastructure boom this country has ever seen. We call it the infrastructure generation that Joe Biden's creating. And in our opinion, it's the only time in history we can compare it to is when the GIs came back from saving the world from tyranny in World War II and came back to build the middle class in their own lives after they saved the world. That's kind of the scale that we're at right now with the most pro-union president that this country, pro-worker president that this country has ever seen. So that's the conversations that we're having. We'll have them one-on-one. We'll have them in the key states. And we've got months and months. We've already started, and we're already laying out the facts, and we see the results.
Sean, good morning. It's Willie Geisten. We're looking at this.
There you go. So that's basically it. You got to know a little bit about Donald Trump. This is why we don't like him. He's always been a fool. He's always been nobody took Trump seriously. I mean, look what happened. Same thing with Hitler. Am I comparing Donald?
It's like now you can't reason with his supporters because they will not listen. They will not hear you. I mean, they are so gung-ho towards him, you cannot, you know. Even if you sit there and tell them what all he did, they don't believe it.
I know.
They believe
it's got to be weird. That's why I think we should. I think we should move to Canada. I think we should move to Canada.
The presidency has become a joke, and that's a sad thing. It's a sad day in America when that's happened, but it has.
Well, see what happens. The people have to vote. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if people will be attacked at the polls.
I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Or if there will be protests at the polls in some places.
We'll see. You know, I'm hoping this is all hype, you know.
Because
the news wants to get their story. They find, it's like one of these news stories, it's like something happened and they find a crackhead. He happens to be black.
Yes.
He's seen everything. They go to the worst people in the world. It's like, hey, can we have your name, sir? Yeah, I saw everything. I haven't even asked you anything yet. Doesn't matter. Saw it. What's your name, Willie? Were you a witness? To what? To the crime that just happened. Yeah.
It's like that woman.
I mean, they go to the stupid ones. Yeah, and they seem to do that all the time. It's good TV. I don't know. I think the sad thing is that do I think Trump is going to win? I do think he's going to win, but I think if he wins, it's his downfall. I really believe this. It'll be his downfall. First of all, Trump is, if he does win, he can only be a one-term president. He cannot run again.
Exactly.
Here he's third one term. He can only be one term. And here's how it works in our you're president for 2 years. The third year, you're already gearing up for the primary to replace you. The fourth year, you're a sitting duck. Nobody's paying any attention to you. You're not going to pass any laws because we know that you're going to be out of the office. So basically, you got 2 years and you're out. I don't know.
But where is the respect for the presidency that used to be? Where was, you know, people used to revere the office as as it commanded the respect it should. He's come around and he's made a mockery of it.
He did.
A mockery of it. I mean, that's like letting celebrities rule the country.
I know.
It is. And that's the whole thing about him that people love is his celebrity status, or supposed celebrity status.
Well,
because he's well known. Everybody knows him.
Well, be careful because, like I said, be careful what they wish for because they're going to get it. Here's some more. I can go more people.
He'll be out in 4 years, and there's nothing anybody can do about it.
And here's Trump 3 days ago, to be fair. Yeah, nobody can do anything about it. I know he wants to be a martyr. I know he wants to push the judge, and he's taunting him like a little child to see if he throw me in jail. This is Trump after three days ago after he was in the trial. This is what he said.
It's a shame. And I'm sitting here for days now. And it's a shame. It's a shame. And I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room. Freezing. Everybody was freezing in there.
That's what
it
he has to talk
that
about.
I once again ruffled the feathers of our Kentucky Fried former president. is apparently, with all that's going on, still smarting from my joke about him at the Oscars.
Stupid Jimmy Kimmel, who still hasn't recovered from his horrendous performance and big ratings drop as host of the Academy Awards, especially when he showed he suffered from TDS, commonly known as Trump Derangement Syndrome.
Stammered around as he opened the envelope. Again, I didn't open the envelope. I didn't even touch the envelope. I did not present the award for Best Picture. I am not Al Pacino. Maybe you dreamed this during one of your courtroom siestas. I don't know.
Did anyone really think that Sleepy Dawn would trend with Don Smolioni a close second and Trump wouldn't respond to it? Come on, do we know who we are talking about here? Amidst falling asleep several times during his court case this week.
Yeah, I have to ask, you guys have been, at the Times, have been live blogging this event. And 40 minutes ago, you wrote an observation that I was very surprised. Trump appears to be sleeping. His head keeps dropping down and his mouth goes flat. Tell us about that.
Well, JT appeared to be asleep, and, you know, repeatedly his head would fall down. There have been other moments in other trials, like the E.G. Carroll trial, which was around the corner in January, where he appeared very still and seemed as if he might be sleeping, but then he would move. This time, he didn't pay attention to a note that his lawyer, Todd Blanche, passed him. His jaw kept falling on his chest, and his mouth kept going slack. Now, sometimes people do fall asleep during court proceedings, but it's notable given the intensity of this morning and a lot of what we've been arguing.
Yeah, that's rather surprising.
Trump took to Truth Social to vent about how hard all of this is on him, pulling out all the stops both online and in front of the camera.
This is an assault on America. Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar says this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case. And they've said it. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump said this is an outrage that this case was brought. This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here.
It's true. Trump is always very proud to be part of any assault on America.
Before we go on, can we just nip this part in the bud? You know, the whole family man shtick?
Not even allowing a father, never mind a former president, but a father attend his son's graduation.
What?
Yeah. How bad is America when we don't let the criminals go visit their son's graduation? We must suck.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we won't let him go is because he committed a crime. He's in court, and he's being tried.
He has 10 kids?
I don't know how many kids he has. He has 1, 2, 3. He has 4. He has 4 kids.
I thought that said 10 kids.
No, she wanted to attend. She said they won't let him attend to his kids graduating. Yeah, attend. Trump is, you see, this is what I think, he's delirious. Because, dude, you're in court. Dude is in criminal court.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you win or lose, you have already disgraced America by just having a trial, American president on trial. It's just enough. That will go down in history,
Trump,
dude.
Delusion syndrome. Yeah, that is that's funny. That's true, though.
Yeah.
It's true.
This guy.
I mean, they should actually put that down in psychology books because it is true. These people are delusional.
It's true. And here he is again.
The man probably couldn't tell you his son's name. And the judge didn't even deny his request to attend his son Barron's graduation on May 17th. What the judge actually said was, and I quote, "It really depends on if we are on time and where we are in the trial." Because would you believe this trial actually affects more people than just Donald Trump? But what if facts matter when he knows his audience will swallow the whole victim shtick with a snake oil chaser?
And it's a shame. It's a shame. And I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there. And all for this, and this is your result. Look at that, each one of them is snoring. And it's very unfair, very bad thing. Very bad thing. The whole world is watching this hoax.
But anyway, after news broke that he was nodding off on several occasions during trial, low energy, sad. But come on, you're trying to tell me that this didn't apparently to sleep?
at the defense table today. I was not there. I do not know if he was asleep. It is possible he was, you know, meditating, appeared to doze off.
Nah,
the late night circuit.
Biden is sleepy, Joe. I guess that makes you Dozo the Clown, huh?
Imagine committing so many crimes, you get bored at your own trial.
And it appears Dovestruck and Nerve, the Republican frontrunner staying awake past jail time, to rant and rave on Truth Social about how unfair all of this is on him.
Stupid Jimmy Kimmel. We're off to a good start. Who still hasn't recovered from his horrendous performance and big ratings drop as host of the Academy Awards, especially when he showed he suffered from TDS, commonly known as Trump derangement syndrome.
Derangement,
the entire world
delusion.
By reading on air my truth about how bad a job he was doing that night, right before he stumbled through announcing the biggest award of all, Picture of the Year, and at the same time go down in television history as the worst host ever of the once vaunted Academy Awards. I don't. That must be why they asked me to host the show again next year, which I wasn't planning to do, but now I might. You know what? Maybe you can watch on the TV in the rec room at Rikers with all the guys. This man, who was our president, is on trial. He has 34 criminal charges against him. He's still mad about the Oscars. This was 5 weeks ago. My parents don't even care anymore. The only person still talking about this joke is him.
I mean, he's complaining about being unable to violate his gag order while violating his gag order.
And people know, I'm sorry, I'm saying, the gag order has to come off. People are allowed to speak about me, and I have a gag order, just to show you how much more unfair it is. And the conflict has to end with the judge. The judge has a conflict the worst I've ever seen, and it has to end with the judge. The gag order has to come off. I should be allowed to speak. Every time I come out and speak to you, I want to be open because we did absolutely nothing wrong. I showed you yesterday 32 stories of experts, legal experts, and I don't have one the other way. 32 stories of legal experts saying very strongly there's no case, this case should have been brought. Trump did nothing wrong, and they say it strongly, Trump did nothing wrong. So they ought to get rid of the conflict with the judge, because that's something that he cannot do anything about. It's wrong. But you know what? I'm not allowed to speak. And I want to be able to speak to the press, and everybody else about it. So why am I gay about telling the truth? I'm only telling the truth. They're not telling the truth. The judge has to take off this. It's very, very unfair that my constitutional rights are taken away.
And you know that...
Yeah, it's not fair that he can't threaten people and lock up a jury. He's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, even with the gag order, they can't get them shut up. So.
Exactly. People have been reporting that Trump.
Gripe about how cold it was in the courtroom. They probably did that to keep him awake.
I know.
And it didn't work.
It didn't. And there's rumors that Trump's been farting in the court. There's been rumors.
Okay. Well, that's not very presidential.
That is not very – that does not represent our country. And here it is, so people think I'm doing a bit. Watch. And then we'll give it to our main story. Here we go. Listen to this.
Began this morning in the People of the State of New York versus Donald Jessica Trump, the city that never sleeps versus the defendant who keeps nodding off during the trial. He was the defendant was very defensive this morning. He was in all caps mode and then some. He posted witch hunt. He posted election interference, little bursts of lunacy like a crazy man yelling at no one on a street corner. The prosecution said Trump orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 election and tried to cover it up by lying in his business records over and over and over again, three overs. The defense had a different perspective. Trump's lawyer said President Trump is innocent. Trump did not commit any crimes, which is – he's a lawyer and he's funny. That's impressive.
Trump also says there's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election, and there's nothing wrong with playing hide the mushroom with the star of the movie Hot Shower Sticks. That defense basically seems to add up to, even if I did commit these crimes, they're not really crimes.
If a lawyer puts in a bill or an invoice, and you pay the bill, and in the book, the little line, that's a very small little line. I don't know if you can even write more than two words. It's not like you can tell a life story. They marked it down to a legal expense. This is what I got indicted on.
Right. That makes no sense. That's like a bank robber going, I went into the bank, I took out money, I came out of the bank with the money. Millions of people do that every day. Now somehow I'm a criminal? You know, that's something key. Trump's lawyers made it clear today they're going to continue to deny that he had sex with Stormy Daniels, which if I was prosecuting this case, I could get him to admit that in 1 second. All you have to do is say, clearly Mr. Trump was not attractive, famous, or wealthy enough to entice such a desirable adult film star. He'd jump up on his hands and knees and show you every position they did it in. And while the case itself, obviously this is important, it's the first time we've ever seen a former president up on criminal charges. What resonates most, from a historical perspective at least, was this.
I'm hearing from credible sources who know what's going on in the courtroom. And what I'm hearing is that, take it for what it's worth, but that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom.
Just when you think the insane-o-meter has topped out, Donald Trump adds farting to his list of atrocities. This is, I mean, we're in uncharted territory here. Of course, we don't know for sure that Trump was the one farting in court, so it would not be right for me to state that he was. So I cannot in good conscience report that Trump was pumping gas like a Barstow Texaco. But I can report, to borrow a phrase that he likes to use when spreading rumors, many people were saying Trump was farting in court. And not just saying it, having a lot of fun with it. This was trending on Twitter, odor in the court. As was Trump stinks. There are many fun little nuggets. We had some fun. We gave the jury gas masks in the courtroom sketch. Just to be safe, we drew some stink lines behind him. And again, here's the thing. There's no way to prove Donald Trump was the one who dealt it. So please, don't repost this video with a dumb caption like Julius Squeezer or the start of the deal or you have the right to remain silent but deadly. Because we don't know if any of this is true. You can't call him Gasolini. The only evidence we have that Trump has been known to publicly admit is what we've seen in old video footage like this.
My military guy's up here. Of course,
Again, please, I'm begging you, don't post that out of context. That's, I mean, really, no. Because it's the kind of clip, dumb, that could go viral and really make Trump upset. And videos like this, I mean.
Like you'll go person, woman, man, camera, TV.
He will not like these, so please do not spread clips like, well, this one around.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Listen, none of these clips prove anything.
Okay, that's enough. Oh, boy.
Too funny. Too funny.
That is just
sad, but funny.
Oh, my God. There's just so many of this guy. He goes off the rails, and oh my God. Well, here we go. So this guy, apparently, this guy has a big penis. Okay. And he's bothered by it so much. So what does he do? He goes on TV and tells everybody about his penis. You know. So I guess, and he's saying it's so monstrous, and anybody calls their penis, it's monstrous, gay penis. Nothing worse than a big gay penis on the loose. And I can tell the penis was gay. You can tell the penis was gay because it says he was barred from yoga. What are you doing in yoga? So the word outed him, monstrous, and I was barred from yoga. So you women don't have to worry about it. He doesn't mention that he's gay, but you could just tell that he's gay. Because that, if it's like you go to Pat, you go. I could see Robin and Pat talk sometimes. They really do. You know, they became friends, and they say shit like, "Did Brian go to ballet class?" Robin goes, "I don't think so. Not today." You know, I don't think so. Is he still wearing? And there's nothing wrong with the ballet. Doesn't mean I'm gay. And then it's like, and Pat will say, is he still wearing that rainbow underwear? I guess he is. I think he's putting it in the store.
No, he's
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You know, so, you know, but I'm thinking these are clues that the guy is gay. And it reminds me of a Seinfeld. You guys remember the Seinfeld thing? Seinfeld, when George was getting a massage. He was getting a massage from a man, and he got really upset. You guys remember that one? Not that you guys, I don't want to spoil it for you.
I've never seen that.
Really? Well, it's like this. Here, let me see. Here it is. Let's see where it is. Let me see if I can get it. George was really upset. And well, there's two of them. Here he goes. Here's the first one when he first gets there.
No, she's really good. She's not just a masseuse. She's a physical therapist. It's a big difference. She uses the ultrasound. It's a real medical procedure. In fact, if you get a doctor's note, it's covered by insurance.
Physical therapy is covered by insurance?
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for the massage?
Not if you have a doctor's note.
So where do you get this note?
Well, I've never actually done it, but if I really wanted to, I could probably get one from my friend Roy, the dentist.
Right, your friend Roy.
What's the name of this physical therapist?
I'll tell you, but don't ask her anything about her kid. She's a little off.
And you don't have to pay. We have a 3 o'clock appointment.
George Andy Lane, right?
Right.
Could you fill these out for me, please? And, Elaine, you'll be seeing Juliana.
Okay.
And, George, you'll be with Raymond.
Excuse me, did you say Raymond?
Yes.
But, Raymond is a man.
That's right.
I can't get a massage from a man. Are you crazy? I can't have a man touching me.
I don't want the man either.
What's the difference? You're a woman. They're supposed to be touching you.
He'd just be touching your back.
He'd just be touching your back, too.
No, it could get sexual.
I know. That's the point. If it's going to get sexual, it should get sexual with you.
I wouldn't be comfortable.
I would? What if something happens?
What could happen?
What if it felt good?
It's supposed to feel good.
I don't want it to feel good.
Then why get the massage?
Exactly.
George? Yeah. I'm Raymond.
Hello?
Are you ready? And then Juliana asked me if I wanted to join her here in the office.
Really?
Used to be a flight attendant.
Oh, boy.
You know, why don't you open those pants? It's going to be a lot easier that way. So what do you do? What? I said,
what do you do?
I don't know. You don't know what you do?
No.
Oh, come on. You're very tense.
Coffee. Too much coffee.
Okay, take off those pants and I'll work the hamstring.
Oh, the hamstring's fine.
But you wrote that it was tender.
I wrote. Objection.
You sure?
Yeah, take them off. Because my neck is still tight. What about Thursday? And Friday? Oh, boy. Okay, thanks anyway.
Stallman, huh?
Okay, there you go. The test that the man's gay, you know, there's been tests. Every man gets tested. And they won't tell you this, but they'll tell you this. I'm the one that's going to out every man. Let me tell you something. When a man goes to a urinal and there's another man next to a urinal, he's taking a peek. He's taking a look-see. He's going, uh-huh. Because he's comparing other men to him.
But
that's
mm-mm.
what men do. Now, I don't know if women do that. Did you guys crawl over to another stall and look down at her or something? Because I don't think you see the hoo-ha. But men do that. Okay. So if you have to wonder if you're gay, you're not gay. You know you're gay, you know. And I don't believe in this bisexuality bullshit either. Because I'm going to tell you something. And they say, Brian, you're bi. No, there's no such thing as bisexuality. Because a straight man will not do gay shit. A straight man is not going to say, oh, I wonder who's like to kiss him. Or I wonder who's like to touch his bum. A straight man is not thinking that at all. And if a straight man is thinking that, you ain't straight. Well, I like
mm-mm.
both. Pick,
nope.
pick
you
your
might.
Lane. Right, because
yeah.
you're going to prefer.
Not women we, too, but.
Right, because you're going to prefer something, one or the other. You could be saying, I prefer dick, but maybe Jane's okay once in a while. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I get met, you know? And what's this about lesbians who says, I don't like men, but yet they go shopping for the biggest strap-on dildo in the world and say, I'm gonna fuck you like a man. What's going on with that?
Well, they don't like to look at, I guess they like to look at tits when they're, you know, in position.
I don't know.
I've never ventured like that because I don't think I've ever. Now, but I did have a guy ask me one time to put on a strap on and, you know, do him.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. And I was like, no, not going to happen. not going to happen.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be straight, and he wants you to put him the strap on?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Well, he saw combat twice.
He saw...
Oh, my God. he did.
Wow.
Well, there's no ladies out there.
That's true. Oh, wow.
He just like him.
He just like best mess with, I guess. With women.
Wow.
He likes women to do that.
Wow. I think I had a homosexual moment once in college. True story. I was with a woman. Lovely woman at that. But I never know that she was a freak. She was a freak. And she says, and true story, she goes, Brian, you know what? I want to do something. I go, oh, what? I was like a dog. I roll on my back and move my legs, and she scratched my belly. You know, I was just so happy. And then she goes, okay, once you get on all fours, I go, ooh, this is going to be different. I'm on all fours. She goes, you ready? I go, ready. She put her hand up my butt. I shot through and hit my head on her wall. I was inspecting this. It's like, poop, boom. Almost knocked myself out. I was not expecting that. And the only thing she has to say is, are you okay? I go, what was that? If you ever seen like a rocket shooting, I mean, it's like, pop, boom. Just one continuous hurt.
That would be, out. If somebody did that to me, I would be the same way.
Right. A little warning. Exactly. Just a little warning, please. You just don't go right into the
I don't even want a warning. If they warn me, I'm going to say don't do it.
Just don't do
don't
that.
Warn me. I just don't do it. But it's true. It's like, oh.
I don't even want to worry. Just don't do it. Oh, my God.
Hey, proctal exam is bad enough. And that's pretty uncomfortable.
I know. I got to admit, This is like 6 years ago. I don't know why I was drunk, but I was. I was smoking my joint. Usually when I smoke my joint, I'm okay. It's like, ah, calm, Brian. Very calm, Brian. And then I mix it with the alcohol. Uh-oh. Calm but anxious, Brian. Let me smoke another joint to calm down and take the edge off the liquor. Okay, more calm than anxious. And then it gets, the combination's not good for me because it's like, what kind of devilish things I could get into? What, like a little child. Mommy's not here. What can I do? Like a child. I should have never done it. Cindy was sleeping. And I go, oh, what a lovely woman. I'm high, Brian, but I'm alcoholic Brian, too. At the same time, I have the mixture. I got a cocktail in me, and I wasn't thinking right. So basically, you know, like any other man, when she was asleep, you pull your pants down, and you're trying to, you know, you go, you know, you wonder, you know, why they're asleep in the pooper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
She woke up. And, yeah. What the?
She woke up.
Oh, no. I. Well, she got me back. She goes, what the fuck was that? I'm blaming it on the marijuana. I lost my head. She goes, are you crazy? I go, the marijuana makes me do weird things. Fine. I got through that. I swear to God, 2 weeks went by. And I don't know why she did this. Honey, you want some drinks? Oh, she's going to make me a drink. Boom, boom, boom. Only another drink? I'll make you another drink. Drink. So I fall asleep. I kid you not. And she could be a witness. She waited till I was asleep. And she put a broomstick up my ass. She goes, how do you? And she goes, how do you like it? I'm going, what the fuck? How do you like it? True story. She's a vindictive woman. And
I knew, I have a friend, and I will not say her name, but back when we were a lot younger, there was this one guy she was seeing, and we both went over to his apartment. Well, I stayed out in the living room watching this Jerry Springer show, and they went in the bedroom, and all of a sudden I heard that guy scream. And
wow.
He came out of there laughing, and I said, what happened? She says, well, he tried to slip it in, you know, the other place. And she says, well, I got him back after he passed out and stuck a condom on my first three fingers.
Oh, my God.
Wake up.
Oh.
I was like, I don't blame you. I've done it, too. I've done it, too.
Wow. Wow. That is just wow.
Like,
yeah.
You think you're going to be slick and stick it there and she ain't going to notice. Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. And I'm very careful. And since that incident, I smoke alone now. I smoke alone.
Mm-hmm.
And since that happened. And I long to have Pat because it never feels – it's like I'll be smoking. Recently, I'll be smoking going, oh, this is cool. You know what I mean? Then I hear, I wonder what Pat's doing. And I go, let me go type her. No, Pat should be asleep. And then I go, hello, Pat. Hey, Brian. I go, what the hell? What are you doing up? I'm in my volcano. Oh, my God. I go, oh, my God. But Pat's buddy. Pat, I think we have one conversation. I think we had one conversation. And I go, well, Pat, what are we going to do? Pat goes, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go watch my cartoons. Bye.
Yes, she watches her cartoons.
She watches her cartoons. I'm out.
I do.
Hey, a lot of adult cartoons. I'm just not one of them.
I know.
I got my fill
of
cartoons when I was a kid. I guess I did. But Ryan likes to watch them. Yes.
It's just weird. It's weird that men and, you know, boys in their toys, and if they don't have toys, they'll play with their penis. It's just a toy. They never stop that. And I never understood. You're a straight man. The first thing you're a straight man. The first thing you do when another man, you know, annoys you, your person says, shut up. You shut up. Well, suck my dick. What?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They say gay shit. They say gay shit when you get pissed off. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. So we just lost it.
I've said some things to myself in anger. And I got one guy dying laughing because he heard me. I was in traffic.
Oh, really?
And I just, oh, yes. This one person, I don't know what was wrong with them. They were in front of me, and they were doing this and doing that. And, I mean, I had to slam on my brakes to keep from hitting them, and it was right in the middle of downtown Florence. And, of course, I did. I had road rage bad, and I rolled down my window.
Wow.
I was cussing them, and I was like, oh, man, you can eat me, too, while you're at it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
I'm thinking that's not the worst thing you could.
You know,
that's not the worst thing you could say.
He wasn't used to having some young woman screaming at the window, the people, and the people in front of him. But yeah, he was too funny. He was all dressed in a suit and everything.
Oh,
and
my God.
He started rolling in the ground, on the floor laughing, or on the ground, yeah. And I was like, sorry.
I just don't know if that's a bad thing. All right, Brian, just eat me. Are we fighting?
Oh, no, I give him a good string of cussing first. And that was like, and you could eat me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I mean, is that almost like giving permission to do, I don't know.
No, I think that it was more of a,
I know.
I was telling them all, oh, yeah.
You know, I'm going to play, I tease this a lot, we're going to play the guy, but I got to do something. I'm going to do a commercial. This is a classic on the show. And Robin, I don't know what I would do if you ever said that, you know, if it was a stranger and I'm thinking, I'm so confused. Was she pissed off?
Yeah, if you had been riding shotgun, and here I was going talking about, what is this moron doing? What are they doing? I'm going to end up hitting them. And then here I just got rolled down the window, and I start screaming obscenities, and then I stop, and I poke my head back in, and then I stick it back out. Oh, yeah, by the way, you can eat me.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I thought he was going to die. He was getting out of his car going into the courthouse. He probably worked there.
I know. It's like, I bet you he remembers that to this day. Hey, this hot chick said I could eat her, but I don't know if she's mad at me. I don't know.
He knew I was talking to the people in front of me because he could see them doing their stupid, you know, oh, they'd get on this side and then hit that turn and hit that turn signal. No, they wanted to turn right and go to that way. I was like, The first thing they did was back out right in front of me and then started doing that. So, yes, they had a very good reason to get cussed. And it's not like it was an old person or a teenager. It was some dumb woman on the phone.
That's true. I mean, it still sounds hot to me. It still sounds hot to me.
Well,
you know,
it was about 100 degrees outside, so
yeah
it was pretty hot out there too.
Yeah, it's true. It's like, no, I'm not eating breakfast or lunch. It's just too hot. Have you ever been? I'm gonna say, have you ever been to Five Guys? There's a takeout place called Five Guy Burgers. Everybody's raving about it.
I've eaten their vegetable sandwiches. It's really,
they're really good.
I'm not big. I don't eat meat much, but I do.
Okay.
I eat their vegetables. But yeah,
right.
It was really good. And they give you like a pound of fries, a whole thing, box of them.
I hear that, and I never went. And, you know, sometimes we do silly stuff on Brian Hammer Jackson's show. So, you know, we do a classic stuff. Some of our shit is classic. And I no matter how many times I play it, I love it, you know. And you guys haven't heard the classic shit. But this guy went to Five Guys. I'm getting to the foot-long penis, guys. It's not really a good story, but hold on, I'm getting there. So this guy made me want to go to Five Guys. He wanted me to go to Five. And I'll tell you what, here it is right here, and just bear with me. This guy goes to Five Guy Burgers. I don't know if they have Five Guys in Canada, Five Guy Burgers. I don't know if they have them there. But a lot of people come to California because they want the In-N-Out Burger. And it makes no sense to me because they got one around my corner and they're not the best. But anyway, listen to this guy commercial. He went to Five Guys. He's a reviewer. He went to Five Guy Burger. This is what he said. Listen to this. Here we go.
Right, Monty.
Review, can you dig it, baby? Hey, listen, man. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, ain't you ain't man, Dan drops back in with another super official. Review, can you dig it, baby? Hey, listen, man. YouTuber ZDAR25 hit me up in the comment section below, like y'all should be doing, and was like, hey, man, what I need for you to do, Big Dame, is slide down to Five Guys.
Did he have a gay thing? Hey, man. But anyway, listen to this guy. Listen to this guy. He made me want to go get a five-star burger, five-guy burger. Here we go.
Burgers and fries. And get yourself that double cheeseburger, player. I said, oh, Five Guys, burgers and fries. And get yourself that double cheeseburger, player. I said, oh, shoot. There is a Five Guys, burgers and fries out where I live in Connecticut. Let me slide to the spot. But that was good on that. Look at the bag that they give you your food in, man. Let's start there. There's nothing on the bag whatsoever. It's a very plain bag filled with a couple grease stains, letting you know how official and fattening the food is for you, baby. But then they give it to you in like a half a ghetto grocery bag, man. Like, what's the last time you've seen a ghetto grocery bag? For some of us that are, you know, 30-plus, last time we seen the ghetto grocery bag, we were copping these at Stop and Shop and putting them on our school books, you dig? But, oh, and it smells good. I wish you could smell what I'm smelling, you too. Oh, boy. All right, listen, let me get up in here. Let me dig. I got to dig past the fries. No, I'm not even digging past the fries. Let me light one of these joints on fire. You too. Dig that fry right there. Peep game on the fry, okay? Now, you know, we all know how the lens works. That's why I'm all dark and crispity back up in here. But let's focus in on the fry. Let's hone in on the crispity crunch of that French fry. You bite the fry bites back. That's when you know you have an official French fry. Bang. Bang. Hit me.
I swear he's making me hungry. This, come on. He has to be making you guys hungry, right? Come on. Now he's talking about...
No,
am I the only one? Am I the only one? Okay. Yeah. Here we go again. I mean, he's just describing, he's a YouTuber, and he's describing his first time at Five Guy Burger. Here we go.
Back one time. Just the right amount of salt. The fry bites back. That's what works. That's why I'm all dark and crispity back up in here. But let's focus in on the fry. Let's hone in on the crispity crunch of that French fry. You bite the fry bites back. That's when you know you have an official French fry. Bang. Bang. Hit me back one time. Just the right amount of salt, too. Ooh. Now. I want to teach Burger King. I want to teach McDonald's about a cheeseburger, man. This, oh my goodness, oh my damn, oh, I want to say this is an official cheeseburger. Hold on. I can't, I had to peel that open real slow because the cheese is going ham up in here. Do you see the cheese is still attached to the foil? As it's, you know, oozing out my burger. Listen, you too, Facebook. I want to get right into it. I want to tell you how official Five Guys Burgers and Fries. When I went to my man that was behind the counter, my man was like, "Hello, sir. How can I help you today?" You know what? That's customer service. "Hello, sir. How can I help you today?" That's what I'm talking about. You know you can help me, player. Give me a double cheeseburger and some of them fries. And I need something to wash that down with, B. Let me tell you something. This burger, and this is a real burger, this burger is super official. Below it, you see the bacon. I didn't even ask for bacon, but I was thinking bacon. In the back of my mind, when he said, "Do you want anything else on your cheeseburger, your double cheeseburger, player?" I was thinking, "Ooh, damn. Should I get some bacon? Now, let me fall back because I already know those fries are going to be hella greasy." Nah. He put the bacon on there. It was like Five Guys Burgers and Fries is reading my mind. Let's do this.
I know you don't like much meat, Robin, but come on. It's making me freaking hungry, dude.
I mean, I'm not kidding. I watched Ryan eat one. That's not something you can eat and drive. I'll put it to you that way. It's like two pieces of meat, and you've got stuff stuffed in the middle, and then everything else, and they're huge. And then you get like a whole grocery bag full of fries.
Wow. How about you, Pat, do you have a Five Guy burger in Canada?
No, we don't.
You don't?
I mean, people come to they don't have one. People come to California for the In-N-Out burger. Have you ever heard of the In-N-Out burger, Pat?
I have, but we don't have it.
Everybody heard about the In-N-Out. Yeah. You know, some people come to California just for the In-N-Out burger. I'm not kidding you. You get people from Texas, whatever, and you ask them, they go, "We came here to get the In-N-Out burger." Jessica, Cindy's daughter, come from Alaska. She hasn't been to California in 3 years. She goes, "I need In-N-Out." I go to In-N-Out, and it's like, I'm not an In-N-Outer. That sounds weird, but I'm not. But this guy... this guy is making me, I swear, there's not many commercials that make you hungry. Pat, do you eat meat? Do you eat meat at all? I know Robin doesn't, but do you eat hamburgers and stuff? This guy, is he making you hungry? I mean, seriously, he's making me hungry. But okay, listen to this. We're almost done.
When he said, "Do you want anything else on your cheeseburger, your double cheeseburger, player?" I was thinking, "Ooh, damn. Should I get some bacon? Now, let me fall back because I already know those fries are going to be hella greasy." Nah. He put the bacon on there. It was like Five Guys Burgers and Fries is reading my mind. Let's do this. Do you want to know the difference between a weak burger and a burger that has strength? A weak burger, you could chew and still talk. A burger with strength, you chew, the meat just absorbs all the space and all the air possible all in your throat to the point that if you want to start talking, nothing but is coming out. Word. Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Oh my goodness, I got bacon just dropping out. Damn. That bacon is so serious, boy.
You think he's talking about a woman?
This is how bacon is supposed to be. Look at the bacon. Look at the bacon. All right, most times you find yourself asking for crispy bacon. They don't know how to play the game the proper way. They come out with this real skimpy-looking bacon, and it's not even crispy most times. This bacon right here, damn. It's like the flavor of the fries. They blend so perfectly if you don't touch them right away. Now, I wasn't get the fries in the cup. Nah, boo-boo. Let's get the fries in the bag. Skimmel-a-rinky-dinky-dink. Skimmel-a-rinky-doo. I love you. Oh, shoot. I just took y'all back. Stop playing. Five Guys, Burgers and Fries. YouTuber Z.25 recommended it. Shout out to you, player. It was banging. The whole situation was crazy. I do apologize for the noise in the background because Five Guys, Burgers and Fries is right off of a main road. They're going ham over here, and I got the light up over here, and I got my man over here looking at me crazy in his whip. What up, player? Sent you all up in my eyeball. I see you, player. You know what I mean? It's your main man, Dan Jones, again, and I'm out of here.
That just made me
hungry. Should try it. You should really try it at least once.
Now, you know what I like? It's like, now they made a, like we knew in the Hammer Show, they made an auto-tune of it. You know, back in the day you used to do an auto-tune. You know what an auto-tune is, you know. So the same interview, but they turned it into an auto-tune. It's one of my favorites. Here it goes. Here it goes. We can have a couple of favorites, and I'm going to get the long penis. It's only a short story, so. But another one of my favorites is it was a true story here in California. There was a girl who was a missing girl. She was gone for like 5 years. Everybody went crazy looking for her. They found her, but again they go to a guy. Who was not the best, but he was funny. I liked him. And he asked what happened. And he told it, and he was on the interview. It's one of the funniest things. They did the same thing to him. Let me see if I can pull him up. I think you guys are not bored with it. I mean, this is just Charles. Okay, here he is. Now, this is his interview. This is a real guy. This is CNN. It's only 2 minutes, and CNN is going to interview him. going to interview him. And so remember, CNN is interviewing him. They just found a woman. This girl that she was missing for 5 years. Big story. Her name was Amanda, and they found her. He was the one who found her. And CNN is interviewing him right now. Here we go.
Charles, let me talk to you. I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon. You heard screaming.
Heard screaming. I'm eating my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts trying to get out of her house. So I go on the porch.
Okay.
I go on the porch, and she says, help me get out. I've been in here a long time. So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I open the door, and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that a body can't fit through, only your hands. So we kick the bottom, and she comes out with the little girl, and she says, call 911. My name is Amanda Berry.
Now, did you know who that was when she said that?
Well, she told me it didn't register until I got to call the 911. And I'm like, I'm calling the 911 for Amanda Berry? I thought this girl was dead. You know what I mean? And she got on the phone, and she said, yes, this is me. And the detective, Cook, right here, Detective Gregory Cook says, Charles, do you know who you rescued?
Now, when did you see Gina?
About five.
We're good.
About 5 minutes after the police got here. See, the girl Amanda told the police, I ain't just the only one. It's some more girls up in that house. So they went up there, you know, 30, 40 deep, and when they came out, was just astonishing because I thought they were going to come up with nothing. Whoever she was, and like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro, because we see this dude every day. I mean, every day.
Hey, how long have you lived here?
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You see where I'm coming from?
Right.
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
And you had no indication that there was anything
going on? Bro, not a clue that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will. Because how he is, he just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinker with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody that you look and you look away because he's not doing nothing but the average stuff. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nothing exciting about him. Well, until the day.
What was your reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight, to be around people.
Bro, I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for your time. And
either she homeless or she got problems. That's the only reason why she ran into a black man.
Charles, thank you for being there, man. Charles Ramsey, neighbor, heard the screaming, took action.
I knew something was wrong when a pretty little white girl ran to a black man's arms, dead giveaway.
You know, that sounded like a lot what happened in Cleveland with that one guy that abducted those three women and held them for like 15 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I know, it's crazy.
He wasn't black. He was Hispanic, I think.
But, you know, So what they did was, you saw the interview. It was a good interview. But they did them dirty. They did it. They did an auto-tune, which is one of my favorites that we play on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard the interview. Mm-hmm. Here's the song. I think this is the song.
Trying to get out of the house. So I go on the porch. I go on the porch, and she says, help me get out. I've been in here a long time. So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I open the door, and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that a body can't fit through, only your hands. So we kick the bottom, and she comes out with a little girl.
Let's try.
I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude. But we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Dead giveaway. My neighbor got big testicles, cause we eat this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude.
be getting mad at Lou. If that girl looking at out, she simply can't be getting out. Open the door, we can't get in that way. The body can't fit through the door, only your hands. So we can kick the bottom. And she comes out and she says, it's some girls up in that house. Call 911 and they call them and McDonald's. I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran to a black man's arms. They give away. They give away. My neighbor got me typical because we need this to every day. We keep real, we just do. If we didn't have the glue, if that girl fucking that out, she simply can't be get out. They give away.
I love that guy. We saw him at McDonald's. I love that guy. Come on, did you guys like that song?
He saved her and the others too.
He sure did.
You know, that's great.
I don't know. These guys are really talented. There was another person that had to think. You may have heard him, Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
And remember when Charlie Sheen went through his shit? Listen to this shit. Hey, just listen
mm-hmm.
to this shit for a minute.
He really wanted to prove to you that he is clean now.
Yes, good morning again, George. And he claims no drugs right now, but we did talk a lot about his past drug use. Charlie Sheen has never been more candid about it and makes no excuses for it. He also shared with us some of what really happened that night last month when he was rushed to the hospital after a drug-filled night with porn stars.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion.
Okay,
passion.
Your passion
yes.
is coming off as erratic
right.
to people.
Right, well, you borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard, yeah, because it just, it fires in a way that is, I don't know, maybe not from this particular terrestrial realm.
I think some of those things that you're putting out there are making people think something's wrong with you.
That has nothing to do with me, really. I mean, they're entitled to, I suppose, interpret stuff as they must.
Some
are, a doctor of. What
some
are doctor
saying
of?
That you're bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow, and then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not going to happen. I'm bi winning. I win here and I win there. Now what? If I'm bipolar, aren't there moments where a guy like crashes in the corner like, oh my God, it's all my mom's fault? Shut up. Shut up. Stop. Move forward.
Have you had any celebrities reach out to you to
oh,
try
yeah.
help you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and just radical people. And they're not telling me what to do.
Who gave you the best piece of advice?
Well, they didn't give me any advice. And within that, there's great advice. It's just love. And so, you know, just to see, it's oftentimes says unknown, but occasionally, you know, a giant marquee name comes through on your caller ID and it's like winning.
When was the last time you used?
I use a blender, I use a vacuum cleaner, I use, household items. When was the last time I ingested or took drugs?
Yes, when was the last time you took drugs?
Such an AA stupid expression or term. I don't remember. I do not remember.
A week ago, 2 weeks ago,
maybe a month
two
ago,
days ago,
6 weeks. I don't know. It was a couple days before the suits rolled in and said, change it, change everything, we're shutting you down.
Tell me about the last time. You took drugs.
The last time I took drugs, I probably took more than anybody could survive, you know.
What are we talking about? How much?
I don't know, man. I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
How do you survive that?
Because I'm me. I'm different. I just have a different constitution. I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, you know, I got tiger blood, man.
You don't worry that you're going to die when you take that many drugs?
Dying's for fools.
But you're only human.
Now, there's certain blends I will not entertain because that's how people go down. I'm too smart to do that. So, you know, I'm sorry for the guys that happened to, but, you know, you should have read the directions before you showed up at the party, you know.
So you actually have a strategy about how you take your drugs?
No, I just have a couple of rules. I don't know if it's a strategy.
You're clean right now.
Sure.
So is this better now? Your life now, clean with your children.
Yeah,
is it better than being on drugs?
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't compare. They're whole different realities, you know. There's great things about both, but what I'm harnessing now is absolute, you know, focus.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. It's exciting. I've come back from a place that, you know, people can put labels on it and they can figure all this stuff out. They can try to, like, normalize it. Boring, stupid, you know, and it's fine. But for me, it's I've just answered to a higher calling, and it happened in the blink of an eye, and I'm totally excited by it, you know.
Are you worried you're going to relapse?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not going to, period, the end.
But how do you
I blinked and I cured my brain. That's how. Everybody has the power just because everybody, you know, can't is the cancer of happen. Mm-hmm. Can't is the cancer of happen. I can't do it. The Nike slogan doesn't say, just try it. Oh, okay. Just try it. No, just do it, man.
But you love to party.
I mean, what's not to love? Especially when you see how I party, man. It was epic. The run I was on made Sinatra, Flynn, Jagger, Richards, all of them just look like, you know, droopy-eyed, armless children.
When you look back at the last time you used drugs, are you disgusted with yourself? Or do you think, how could I have done that?
I'm proud of what I've created. It was radical.
You're proud of that party moment?
Of course. Why wouldn't I be?
Drugs?
No,
Why would you be?
Because I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them. I may forget about them tomorrow, but they'll live with that memory for the rest of their lives. And that's a gift, man.
One of the women said that she was afraid she might OD. One of the women who was here.
What's that got to do with me?
You're showing them the party.
I just, you know, that's got nothing to do with me. That's all on her. And if she does, I'm sorry.
You say that you like the feeling of being on drugs and it's exciting and fun. Not anymore.
It bored the hell out of me after a while. I was like, okay, let's try something else.
How can anyone believe that you will stay clean, given your track record?
I'm not interested in what people believe. I'm interested in what I believe, and I believe in the truth. And that's what rules me.
And Charlie Sheen did end up taking that drug test while we were in his home. He passed the urine test, but also took a more comprehensive blood test that would reveal if even more drugs were taken.
You guys remember Charlie Sheen went crazy on that? Remember that? Wow.
No.
I feel sorry for people who have that addictive personality. Well, guess what they did? They made a song out of it. It's only 1 minute. It's one of my favorites. You heard the interview. Here's the song.
I was banging 7 gram rocks. That's how I roll.
Winning. I had 1 year to go.
Epic.
Winning.
Are you my poker?
I'm by winning.
Win there. Absolute victory.
Everywhere.
I'm a quest.
We're gonna win everywhere.
Right every single wrong.
Right every wrong.
I'm a total freaking rock star from Mars.
Winning. Come on, bro.
I got like a brother.
Winning.
He bought all my brains and be like, dude, can't handle it.
I think they're great. These are my favorite classics. We have them there. That's it, really. I forgot why we're doing this show. I have a foot-long penis. It's so monstrous, I was barred from yoga. That's why we're here. I'll play the thing for you. I don't know if the dude's bragging. How do you get that? I mean, you have a footlock. I mean, how do you get a story on him? Oh, I know a guy who had a footlock. I mean, I'm not bragging, but it's monstrous, and I can't do yoga in my yoga pants because it's so obscene. They think I'm hard. I mean, is this more of a bragging thing, or is this more of a problem thing? I don't know. And who brags about that besides me? I mean, really?
A lot, too. Only,
a lot, too.
I've really noticed that usually the ones that brag a lot don't have anything to brag about.
Exactly. And here he is. Man's penis. I want to read it like a regular news thing. A man's penis is so big, he got kicked out of yoga. And now, to your story. The man with the big penis in Britain.
As you being a little bit around.
Yeah, I think that's sort of one of the real issues. In
being thrown out. But you've also been thrown out of the odd yoga class because people have sort of mistook what they can see as you being a little bit around.
Yeah, I think that's sort of one of the real issues in terms of, obviously, you know, again, I was wearing, you know, a very baggy shirt, baggy shorts. But yoga, you make positions, and I think people just got the wrong idea. And that's sort of the way.
Why are you on a talk show? Who booked you? I'm trying to think. Because now you're booking guests for the show. And they go, Mr. Cox. And you go, yes, I want to be on a Brian show. You go, okay, fill out the form. And he goes, I filled out the form, but I have a secret to tell you. What? I got a big penis. What? It's a monstrous penis, Ms. Cox. And, I want to go on a show and talk about my penis. What would be your reaction, Robin? Seriously, let's role play. I'll be the big penis guy. I want to go on a show and talk about my big, monstrous penis.
I don't think so.
You turn it down. I don't think so.
Wouldn't you? From a woman, most of the time, somebody like that, they're just usually trying to get in my pants. So, yeah,
Well, if you look in the form, I sent it, the image in the form. Take a look at that, will you? And maybe you could book me for the show? You'll still say, I'm going to take a look, but you're not going to come on.
Well, now I would probably ask, is that all you got to talk about? Is that all that you got going on? Because if it is, I'm sorry for you.
Is that it? I think this is enough. Brady will love my penis story. Okay, how about next Monday? And we could talk about my big, monstrous, hairy penis and my balls, too, if we have time. What would you do, Robin? Would you book them?
I would say we're wanting to grow our audience, not run them off.
Well, here he is. Here he is, another show.
You can dress normally in baggy clothing, and it's not too difficult. There's custom underwear that exists as well, so.
That's it. It says... His downward dog was a bit too distinctive, so much for being bigger, better. The UK, it says the UK's most well-endowed man. I don't know how they know that. How do you know he's the most well-endowed man in the UK? How do you know that? Matt Barr claims that his Titanic tallywhacker has caused some big problems. Tallywhacker? Including dating difficulties, sex exploration, and perhaps more embarrassing, getting hooked. You know who I'm going to tell you guys? You know, Robin alerted me about, I'm very careful now to have you guys go to websites and everything, because the last website I sent, she got a lot of viruses, and I'll say that on the air. So I'm very, so I'm not going to do it. But if you got 73?
Yes, that's why I told you about it. You better go in there and go to sleep, because I had to download, like, something on my phone to clear it off.
Wow. Now, wait, let's be clear. This was not about our website. This is about, there was a story that we're talking about models. And
yeah,
I gave the link
website
to the model page. Yeah, I should have known better. And
all the naked, women, yeah.
Yeah, I should have. Anytime there's naked women, there's a virus. Yeah, you got
to
have protection when you go to those naked women.
You're going to have to clean your phone. Because
you're going to have to clean it.
Yeah.
I agree. But, you know, there's a guy. Okay, I'll tell you who had a big one. This guy ain't nothing. Big, I mean, this is just salacious. Who is that porn star? Harry Reams had a big penis. I'll tell you
John
what. John Holmes had a big penis. How big was Milton?
Milton Berle did?
Yeah.
The comedian?
Yeah, the comedian. Let me see how. He had a huge one. Milton Berle's penis. He was known in Hollywood for the biggest penis ever. I want to see how the legend member was supposed to get giant dick. And here it is right here.
That could mean other things as well. Being the, you know, biggest dick in Hollywood.
Well, it says here, he could be. And you could. It says here, growing up, my mother and her siblings cackled about Uncle Milty's huge dick way too often. That's part of the beauty of having a big family. There's enough of you that all of you joke about. And she was referencing the memories became a universe of their own. It was cherished deeply and repeated often. And in their universe, the allegedly colossal cock of Uncle Milty. A colossal cock? I have never heard those two words in the same sentence. Colossal.
Neither have I.
Monstrous. Pacos, let me go to my volcano. Yep, I heard that before.
Yeah. No, I already
smoked cash. Exactly. Yeah, right, Robin.
Well, I'll tell you this. I met a guy one time through a friend of mine, and he was, that was his aspiration, was to be a porn star, and he was so proud of what he had. You know, he showed it to everybody, and I took one look at that, and I was like, Now, my friend, on the other hand, not going to say which one it is, she was my age, her mouth started watering, and they disappeared in the bedroom, but I was like, near me. I'll be shish kebab.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
I never take it for granted that. I never have to take it. I guess I took it for granted. Wow, it would have broke you. But I never took it for granted. I took it for granted that you guys could take anything. Pickles, carrots, cucumbers.
No.
You know what I mean? I mean, and those big squashes. No?
I mean, maybe after you cleaned up a few kids, but.
I don't know. So anyway, here's Monkey. So the legend has it like this. So it says, anyway, when I recently asked my family to expound on their obsession with Uncle Milty's dick, they didn't have much to say. My Aunt Molly told me she watched him on TV her whole life but never knew about what was happening in his pants until she was a teenager. I don't remember how exactly I found out. Yeah, but what about Rodney Danger's balls? She wrote over text, quickly changing the subject. Ask me about those. Now, Rodney Danger from legendary big giant balls. Yeah, he had huge balls. Huge balls.
I've heard that before.
Well, let me ask you, ladies. Would you like to have a normal-sized penis and huge-ass balls or a big, giant, colossal conch with small balls?
Neither. Well, that just wouldn't look right. Yeah.
That would be like, huh?
No way.
I can see Robin going, hey, Pat, you go in that room, I go here, and we're not dealing with that. And all of a sudden I hear... Just right. Well, we don't have to deal with that shit.
That's why they make
it says,
fire.
Exactly. It says here, apparently she once witnessed Dangerfield's testicles spilling outside his shorts while sitting near the beach. But we already covered Rodney Dangerfield balls. Anyone who spent any private time with Rodney saw them. It was a comic, Harry Basil, who opened for Dangerfield in Vegas in 10 years, told my colleague, Steve Brian Smith, in Brian's oral history of Back to School, he was the only one comfortable in a bathrobe, but he never tied it shut all the way. Never, you know, it was sad when I used to go down. It was a city, I'm from Hollywood, but there's a city called Century City, and that's more business. That's where the lawyers are and everything. And you would see Rodney Dangerfield walk, and it's a heavy road. You would see Rodney Dangerfield would walk down there in his bathrobe and just stand there. He would. He would just do that. I had Rodney Dangerfield's wife. I wonder if I still have that interview. She came on the show, and I interviewed her right when he died.
Those got in the way.
Yeah. But his balls?
Yes.
I don't know.
You know. I mean, that was probably...
I guess they could be like airbags for your chin. So that, I don't know.
Yeah, mother you to death.
I know. God. Wow. But he's a dude. So, yeah, I remember. He was very, yeah.
I saw a guy on the beach one time, and he was laid out in a chair, and he had on them big wide-leg swim shorts and nothing on underneath to say. And, well, you could see one was getting really, really red. And if I was a nice person, I would have probably woke him up and told him, hey, you're going to have a real hard time walking. But I didn't do that. I just when I walked right on by.
Good for you. Hey, dude, yeah, your dick getting a sunburn.
Oh, my God, it did. That was as red as his legs. And his legs were the color of our patio furniture. And they are, and that's red, red. But you go to the beach in Florida, you see all kinds of stuff.
I know. You, mm-hmm. I mean, Miami, Los Angeles, Alabama, Niagara
mm-hmm.
Falls,
Panama City Beach. You used to see all kinds of stuff down there. Now it's like a family destination. The last time Ryan and I went down there, it was more kids than there were adults. And we were like, okay, don't think so. Don't like this. Too many kids running around.
Wow. Yeah, you know, the beach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live on one and crazy shit. But it says here, Marilyn Monroe said he had the biggest cock in Hollywood and had her best sex with him.
Who? Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe had sex with Milty, Uncle Milty.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Rodney Dangerfield. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, no. No, not Rodney.
That would have been too young, wouldn't he?
No. she goes, a shitty message boards whose brand identity I'm unsure of, even after careful investigation, she singles him out. We're talking about Milton Berle. Even though he had sex with quite a few, well, even though she had sex with quite a few well-hung men, the two supposedly met in 1940 and set Ladies of the Chorus and later started in Let's Make Love Together. Truman Capote, remember Truman Capote? One of the
hottest
gossipers of all time. Yeah, he is, I mean, if you really want to know real gay, yeah, he's
mm-hmm.
Truman. He's real gay. Let me see Truman Capote. I never even hear him talk like, hello. Let me see. What is it? Is it Truman?
Trumancapote.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
yeah,
hear
I
all
read
these. Here,
his book.
Really? Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I read a lot. Yeah, I have. Cuba Libre was a very good book.
Wow. Well, here's Truman.
Easy guess, mm-hmm. Jacqueline Kennedy to the late Paley, who was the wife, of course, of the chairman of the board of CBS, Bill Paley. I want you to stay tuned for the hour. This is live television. We don't know what's going to happen, but it should be very, very dramatic. Let me ask you this question. When was the last time you've been to bed?
With whom?
True, when you said you hadn't been to bed for 48 hours, is that true?
Well, I've been to bed,
but... sleep is what I meant.
A number of people.
Does he sound gay high? Is that gay high?
No, he sounded like an old woman that was on medication.
Doesn't he? Here he is again.
Yeah.
The people.
Heavily medicated.
I know. I just have known a tremendous amount of people, you know, and whatnot. And...
he sounds like Pat after the show. Pat? I've been smoking hash, Brian.
Yeah, only a little. Only I think he sounds a little more feminine, believe it or not.
Do I sound like that now?
No, you don't.
No.
But you can imagine. You can imagine you coming from your volcano. Like this is. You can imagine this is bad after she smoked.
I see on the whole, I get a bit.
We got one day to get on the phone with Pat after she hits the hash and everything. And probably sound
I'll
like
tell you.
Maybe
you've been talking to me the whole time.
It's like, no, Pat, hold it together. Have you been in the volcano?
I had the volcano and the hash.
Exactly.
I haven't seen
the volcano. Wow. Here's a little bit more of Truman.
Let me ask you a question. How are you feeling now? How do you feel? Do you feel all right?
Yes, sorry.
You have had a history of alcoholism. Millions of people out there have also had
alcohol is the least of it.
Let me ask some questions. We're talking about answered prayers. There have been several editions of it in Esquire. La Côte Basque received the most criticism because of
That cost me a lot of
friends.
Pain.
Yeah. Is that one of the reasons that you feel, is it, for example, are you writing now? Are you continuing to write your book, Answered Prayers? Or are you in a
It's almost finished.
You're almost finished. Then what is the anxiety about how it's going to be received?
I couldn't care less. I mean, I don't know. There's some people that really care, you know, about what's going
on. Now, there was a movie that came out about his life. I forgot the name of the movie, but it came out about his life just recently. It was a Truman movie. Truman.
I think it was just called Capote. I think.
Was it called Capote?
I think so. Oh. Or there was one. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. But I heard it's supposed to be pretty good. Let's see. Yeah, you're right. It's called Capote.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Or is it called Infamous? I don't know which one. Let me see. MGM?
There may be more than one out. One may be older.
Could be. What year was this? This is 9 years ago. This is not the one. That was called Capote. It was a trailer 9 years ago. Anyway, the guy was an interesting guy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was an interesting guy. Capote versus the Swans on Disney. Oh, boy. Now, the girls who were the Swans, they were like Johnny Carson's ex-wife. They were the it women, you know. And he got in a feud with them. Who were the Swans? He called them the Swans. Bette and Joan. I know Johnny. Here they are. They were called, it says, a high society New York City socialite group known as the Swans, which included Babe Paley, Naomi Watts, Slim Keith, Diane Lane, C.Z. Guest, Chloe 70, Lee Reswell, yes, Calissa Flockhart, I didn't know she was one of them, Calissa Flockhart, and Ann Woodward, and Demi Moore, and Joanne Carson, really, huh. Molly Ringwald, wow, Ryan Murphy, Jessica Lange as Joan Crawford. Joan Crawford is one of them, and Susan Sarandon as Bette Davis. This is 2024, so what's the name? The series is called Feud. After a 7-year break, FX anthology series Feud, F-E-U-D, is back with another installment. So it's called Feud. So you can get that. That'd be interesting. That's the one. So if you want to look at it. You got almost a lot of Emmy wins, too. Best, wow. So it's called Feud. And I would like to see it. I didn't want to see it before, but now he sounds so interesting. I guess they shunned him. They shunned him, and that was it. Oh, I didn't know our time is over. Okay, kids.
Yep.
Let's recoup what we did today. Okay, we're on 5 other platforms, and we're still live there. The only platform that we're over is Blog Talk, but I'm going to use that. But we're still live if they tend to listen to the show later, which most of my listeners are after show. I cannot stress enough with MVP on demand. Pat, you went to the store, right? Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like
really,
it?
Happy. Were you good? Very happy.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being part of the show. I mean, that's the least I can do. Seriously. And Pat, I couldn't have done it without Robin. We had a big meeting yesterday. We're going over a lot of stuff that she got my ass in gear, her, and be honest, Kelly did too. Ellen.
It was a three-part meeting because your phone kept dying.
Yeah. My phone kept dying. I took him shopping with me. But we put together the store. What I did was I went into the store, and I got rid of everything and started over. And my phone kept dying. And I was in the and I took you guys in the store. And we were talking about how we can move artists forward and what we can do and the compensation that we'll do it and the hours that we'll do to move an artist from A to B. And also let them know some of the other great talents out there, like yourself, Pat, out there, and which is marvelous stuff you do. If you go to this, it's true. If you go to MVP on Demand and you hit the capture store link, it's to the right. You'll see beautiful Patricia, Pat's there, and you can see her resume, man. Her resume is just remarkable, and she has some other people. Yeah, it is. It really is. And she has some reviews that are very nice, very nice. And Laverne's going to be in the store probably tomorrow, by the way. She's going to be in the store tomorrow. She's doing really good. I should have done it when it was live.
Selling her dolls?
Well, she has a collection. Yeah, her dolls. Oh, very good. I'm gonna put. Oh, okay. I'm glad you saw them. We're going to put her dolls in the store. For her.
Those are actually dolls. I saw pictures.
Exactly. And she's actually selling, too. Some people are she's actually selling those dolls. So we're using this to move artists forward and also give great product. And
so
open you up to different. Yeah.
Something good to sell.
Right.
We're all behind that, too.
Oh, Robin, I added it yesterday. I forgot to tell you guys. Sometimes I'll tell people on the air because then they get mad at me later, but it's too late, so I'm good. We methodically went over the certain services that we have to offer, and Pat's one of them. And then I, for without talking to the committee, I said, you know, I'm on a roll. It's 4:30 in the morning. I'm going to hit this fatty. Okay, that's good. Let it out. And then it's like, maybe I'll hit this again. No, I did. I kind of did because it's 4:30. And I said, let me see this bad boy. Let's see this blood.
Yeah, you need to get you a vaporizer.
Exactly. I need a volcano. Mm-hmm. Put my head in there.
You
I'm old school.
Much smoother.
Yeah. I'm gonna put those in. There's some people that I know that make they custom make bongs and stuff like that, and I'm sure they'll put them in a store. Yeah, it's some beautiful stuff, man. Just beautiful stuff.
Ooh.
So
I'll send you a picture
you
of my vaporizer. It's a little handheld and it's cool. It really is.
I know those.
It works.
They are cool. They are cool. So I'm just saying, go to the store. Like I said, there's artists in there that are doing their thing, and we work with independent artists. Very talented. Just because you're independent doesn't mean that they're not great. The only difference between an independent artist and is the audience. And that's why they need us, because then we can give them the honest that they make them more like the other people. And then, you know, that's the only difference. The talent is just amazing.
And influencers as well, social media influencers.
Yes.
If you got something to sell, even if it's you.
Right.
As long
there
as
you
it's,
go,
you know,
Robin.
Not prostitution or anything of that nature,
right.
We can sell it. As long as
exactly.
It's legal, we can sell it.
Right. And, yeah, as long as there's no sex trafficking, we're not sex mill. Leave that to
no,
yourself.
No escort service. No, none of that.
And if you show Robin your penis, we will hunt you down. Don't do this.
I get angry when people send me pictures like that.
I do too. I got guys sending me pictures. I got fooled. It was like on my phone. Hi, Brian. It wasn't, they didn't even say my name. Hi, you missed me? I tried to call you, but you were gone. We had such a good time together. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Who the fuck is this?
And
you get those on your phone? Is those spam things? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Please send me back and to see if you know this phone's working. And then the other thing, I just get excited on my Twitter. Hi, Brian. My name is Barbara. I like doggy. I like to be petted like a dog.
That sounds like a weirdo.
And they gave me that. But then they go, well, look at my pictures. Here's the list of my pictures. And it's like, what? Really? Get out of here. Don't spam porn. Don't do that. Okay, here we go. 10 MVP on demand.com. I'm going to work on it later. I'm going to talk to Robin after I get off the show. I might even talk to Pat because Pat's really high. Pat's floating on the hash.
Call me first because I got to run to the store.
Yeah, we'll do that. So MVPOnDemand.com is always going to grow. And follow the blue guy because I'm going to add some very special gifts in there that you're going to like. It could be money. It could be play a game. You know how I like to play a game. If you haven't enrolled in bonus and rewards, it's called bonus and rewards. As soon as you go to the store, you'll see the bonus and rewards. Please enroll because that's where the hidden discounts are going to be. That's where I hid John's stash.
For the newsletter.
Yeah, the newsletter, yeah. So let's play a game. We should play a game. If you can find John's stash, we're talking John and Pat. If you can find John's stash, you get a reward, 10% off. So let's look for John's stash. John's going, you'll never find
it. Where it is?
Yeah, I mean, you get for John's stash.
Oh, he's like,
you win the money.
I'm going to win the money now.
I know. Where's John's stash? Wow.
Okay, guess. Go ahead, guess.
Oh, okay. You know, if I was John, where would I hide? Oh, I wouldn't hide because Pat. He's going to move it just in case I'm going to rob the place. Brian's going to come in and rob us. Let's move our weed. You know, John, I'm thinking John is the kind of guy who lays back, he relaxes, and the house is between him and Pat. The only thing he'll be afraid of is Pat smokes his shit, but Pat wouldn't do that because Pat got her shit. Pat, so he's not going to hide it. I'm going to say the bedroom on the dresser. I'm gonna say the, what do you say, Robin? What do you say? Did I get it?
Probably so, yeah. Unless you're like me and got it kind of everywhere. You got a little here, got a little there, you know, got a little stash outside, got a stash in the garage, you know. I had stuff everywhere.
Wow. We got to play that game again.
I have a teenager coming over all the time. I can do that.
Exactly. You know, we got to find where did – we'll play that game. Where did John hide his stash? And we'll do a little game where we'll hide shit in the store and you can find John's stash. You know, we'll do something that fun like that. The Powerball. Anybody interested? Mega Millions. Anybody interested what they are?
Oh, I am.
The Powerball is at $129 million. The joy is today.
The worthwhile one.
Huh, kiddo?
That's worthwhile.
It is.
Is it? Is it really?
It is.
All right. Well, the Mega Millions is $228 million. And the Super Lotto is $29 million. Well, Powerball. Guys, the last number that was drawn, just get this, guys. This is the Powerball. 129. Last winning number was 12, 16, 33, 39, 52. And John has gotten,
39?
We got to, I picked the Powerball out. And
the,
that's
a 39. I said 39 was on
Yeah,
there.
39 is in there. But the Powerball is number, the Powerball came up as one. Yeah, the Powerball came up as one. But, let's see.
See, I picked 39 because I'm only going to be that for like the next month.
We're going to make sure you keep saying that, Robin, because we're going to celebrate your birthday.
Well, thank you. Hey, 33
well, we're
going to
do something.
Birthday party one time.
Yeah, we're going to have you play Find John's Stash. We'll do something.
Okay.
We'll do something.
You got to find somebody to mess with.
Exactly.
Well, he does put it somewhere else, but you'd never guess. So.
Oh, he does. Okay, this. Your shot. What is his next one, Robin? Where do you think he puts it?
He probably hides
it somewhere
in
else.
The most obvious places.
It's not hiding.
Yeah, it's probably in an obvious
not
place,
hiding.
Like right on the table.
Nope.
I'm gonna go bathroom.
I was thinking about him too. Bathroom.
You're right.
Pat? I'm
You're
wrong.
Right.
Oh,
You're
I
right.
am. Oh.
I was thinking that too, but I was like, why would he?
I was
bathroom?
Thinking that.
Because that's where he smokes it, honey.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
With
exactly. The fan,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I understand.
Ooh. Here's the world's oldest conjoined twins. They're dead at 62. It's like one has a head and the other one kind of morphed into her forehead. So she doesn't really have a face.
Ooh.
It's just a morphed head. Her name is Lori and George Scapple. Oh, it's a guy. Poor dude.
Yeah, I didn't think that all Siamese twins were same sex.
They died. They lived till they were 62 years old. Kind of gross, but I'm sorry. 62.
Mm-hmm.
What did they die of? I don't know what they died of. I don't know. Oh, poor. You never know how lucky we are. We can sit here and we can complain and say, oh, you know, my leg, my hip, my neck. And then you got this going on. There's always somebody has something going on a lot worse than you do.
Exactly.
You walk in another person's shoes, man. They do. You walk in another person's shoes, like, you're kidding. I mean, I know it's hard, but we all have something. And I've been finding that we all have something. We have back pain, knee pain, this pain, that pain, this pain, neck pain, headaches, migraine, whatever.
You don't even want to know with me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Some of us have quite a few of those.
Exactly. We all have something that we have to live with. If we live long enough, we're going to have something. Because the body's just going to break down. That's just it. It's a matter of physics. The body's going to break down, and it's pretty soon it's not going to fight what it used to fight off when you were 19. Because
I was 19 when my back went screwy on me. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I was.
I know.
They thought I had
ready, kids.
Last Saturday, I did stuff I shouldn't do.
What were you doing?
I know.
What were you doing? Were you
mopping? All day.
Housework?
No.
I was at the 420 Expo.
I forgot all about that, Pat. What do you mean, why shouldn't they? That sounds great.
It does.
Yeah, but I was on mushrooms and I couldn't feel the pain, so I was doing too much.
And
I feel
it
now.
It's like a sunburst after the. Yes, it does. That's what happens when. That's the thing about surgery. Once that anesthesia wears off, that's when you really feel it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do. You do. And, man, I do feel sorry for people with pain. Last night I had a hard time. I had a real hard time last night. Like, oh, my God. I wanted to get out of my skin. Okay, here we go, kids. Tonight is the Powerball. It's worth $129. $129. Let me tell you, so far John's been okay. John got he got it the most. I got one. John got one like three times already. So I think Robin, I think you got one, didn't you?
The 39. The 39.
The 39. Now, so I'm going to ask us. So it's three of us. So that means there's six numbers. So we'll pick two numbers apiece. How's that? Right? Two numbers apiece.
John says 17 already.
Whatever he says, go with, because he's good.
One, two, three.
I'll give up my numbers to John.
Okay, hold on. One, two, three. Jesus. Okay, here we go. John. John says 17, right?
Yeah.
But he has another number. Give me another number.
Another number.
How far up does it go?
25?
How far does it go?
This one goes to 60, doesn't it? It can go up to 60, in the 60s. Let me check. This is a Powerball.
The Powerball 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Powerball number.
And another number? 67.
Does it go up to 67?
I think so.
That's a good one.
Can a power ball go? I'm just checking. Just the highest number can go. These five numbers be between 1 and 69. Which one did he?
67.
Yeah. 67.
That's in it.
That came up a couple of times. You know that? That 67 did come up a couple of times. Okay, it did. I remember seeing it. Okay, 67. Okay, John got 17 and 67. Pat, what do you got?
Well, there's only four more numbers. You and Robin do two each.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's four of us. There's four of us, right? I thought there was. Okay, wait a minute. No. We'll work it out. No, I know how to do this. Well,
okay.
John and Pat will split it, so it's no big deal. No big deal. Pat, what's your number?
Yep.
Give me a number.
Yeah.
42.
42. Okay, we're still good. We're still good. Yeah, we're still good.
Oh, that wasn't picked the other day, was it?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know.
It might be picked.
That's true, especially randomly. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a good number, to tell you the truth. I like that number. What was picked last Monday was 12, 16, 33, 39, 52, and 1.
Okay,
42. That was picked last time. 42. Let me see. Are you 42? Okay, you got 42. Robin. Pick. Wait a minute. Let's see. 1, 31. 2, 3, 4, 5. Go ahead. I'm at 2-1. What do you got, Robin?
I'm going to go with 31. That was a good year for me, my 31st year.
3, 4. I'm going to give you the other number, Robin. Go ahead.
One other one? Okay.
Yes.
27. That was a really good year for me, too.
27. Since you guys got a lot of numbers, I get to pick one number, which is the Powerball. Agreed?
Agreed.
Okay. Guys, okay. I'm going to go, I don't know why, but five is coming to me, five. What do you
think?
It sounds weird, and I don't think I've ever seen a five, but
five is a good
it's coming to me. You think so? Okay. It just came to me. Just, I got a feeling.
One the other day.
Yeah. Number one.
Why wouldn't five?
And they won. You're right. Why not? It's just that I've never seen a winning number that had a 5 in it, though. I'm trying to look at the page.
That's
the numbers.
It's always the first.
Yeah.
Always the first time for everything.
Be.
Do it, Brian.
That's true.
It came to your mind.
Yeah, I did.
Whatever
I feel it.
To your mind.
Yeah, I do feel it. All right, kids. We're on. We're all winners right now, and then later I'll call you losers. You losers. 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 And I'm with you guys, too. I'm in a group. I'm in that group, too.
Hopefully
we're all winners right now.
Hopefully we won't be losers. Hopefully
we
won't
be
losers. We
won't. Because Pat knows. I'll call you guys. Okay, winners. I'll see you tomorrow. Hello, losers. Losers. I'm one of them. We're all winners right now. All right, winners, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Losers. Here goes my house. My house, my boat, my yacht.
I wish I had a boat and a yacht.
Right, exactly.
I'd live on
the
yacht.
We could sail to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could go to Montreal.
We could just go right on up there and then come right on back.
Right.
Whenever we get done.
Pat will just hijack that boat. We ain't going nowhere near Montreal. I go, she's a pirate. Turning this shit around.
We'd be in Toronto.
All right. Exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to hijack this boat. Come on, it's our boat now, John. Let me get my stash and we'll sail around the seas. All right, guys, don't forget MVP On Demand. I'm still working on the thing. MVPOnDemand.com. And I'm going to add some new stuff. I am going to add the game Find John's Stash, and we'll see what happens there. I'll give some, who knows, maybe you can win a doll or something for your dog or your cat, a cat toy or a dog toy. There'll be something good. Be something good. If you can find John's Stash, that's it. I hope you have a good day, everybody. Are you guys going to miss me? I'm going to see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
This is me leaving the studio, getting our ticket, our lottery ticket. Listen to this. Bye. I'm going to get our ticket.
There's honey running across the floor.
Yeah, I'm running across the street.
There's honey running across the floor.
Yeah.
All four
I got to get our ticket.
All going at once.
Exactly. I got our ticket, and I think it's a winning ticket. I don't want anybody to see my ticket or rob me, so I'm going to run back home. Let's go. Come on, please, bring your stuff. Yeah, got our ticket.
Oh, God.
and protect that ticket. Beat. Come on, Beat. Oh, my God. And I can hear that lady. I'm going to go to another lady. And then after I get there, I realize I have to go back out again because Robin has another number that I want. So I forgot. I'm going out again to get us another ticket. So I ran there. I'm going to go to my door. I'm in my car right now. There we go.
Whoa.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Uh-oh. I see Mr. Solution coming towards me. Just a minute. Mr. Solution. Get the fuck out of here. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Now, that would be me if I were standing in the road. He'd run me down.
Oh, my God. Have a great... All right, you lovely winners. You're winners. You're always winners to me. Until tomorrow. Hello, losers. I'm sorry. I'm one of them.
Okay, well,
I'm one of them. We tried.
We do. We try a lot.
But I think we can do. I'm going to leave you like this. We did try a lot. So you know what? This song would give us good luck. I swear it will give us good luck. Because we're working together. Together. We're going to come together and win this
prize.
Is
this the Beatles version?
What do you think?
Or
Aerosmith. We're going to win this time. I feel good. I feel good to fight. If we get that power number, the rest is downhill. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To his knees. Yeah. All right, kids. The Beatles are with us. Right, John Lennon? And George Harrison is with us. We got the spirit of Lennon and Harrison. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pat's already at... Pat's right now at Woodstock. Her and John checked out. They're at Woodstock right now. John's already lighting up a candle. Yeah, rock on. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.